coming.
So start talking before they start drinking. To learn more, go to StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station.
AM 760 in HD.
This is Jay Marvin, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The Crocodile Hunter.
Oh, crikey.
Dead.
Today the world has lost a great wildlife icon.
Revving up for the off-year elections.
Control of Congress on the line.
It's game, set, and match for Agassi.
Are you guys really going to miss me, or you just act like it?
Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. There was no mistaking him.
G'day, and welcome to my fan site. Isn't it gorgeous?
His face, his Australian accent, and exuberance made him instantly recognizable to millions of television viewers here in the States. Steve Irwin, the Crocodile Hunter, made his reputation by confronting...
Danger, danger, danger.
Well, that danger finally proved to be fatal. The 44-year-old Irwin has been killed by a stingray while filming on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Nigel Marvin, a crocodile hunter in his own right, had known Irwin for years.
It wasn't the venom that caused the damage, it was actually... the sting going into his, close to his heart. It's just absolutely unbelievable to be killed by a big crocodile or bitten by a snake. You'd have believed it, but a stingray. I mean, there's only been three cases in Australia of deaths by stingrays in the last 100 years, 17 worldwide.
Irwin was hailed as a passionate environmentalist, but his penchant for showmanship also earned him criticism, as it did a couple of years ago when he took his infant son into a crocodile pen with him at feeding time.
It's all about perceived danger. In front of that crocodile, I was in complete control.
Labor Day, the traditional kickoff to the fall political campaign season, and this season, the party in power has some real worries. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
That's for sure, Nick. The president and his Republican allies are defending control of Congress. Democratic Party Chairman Howard Dean senses an overriding issue, the Iraq War.
We need a new direction. Staying the course for a failed strategy is not a good direction.
Senate Republican Whip Mitch McConnell believes a one-issue race won't work.
Look, these are local races. There is no national race this year.
But political analyst Stuart Rothenberg contends the race is already nationalized.
In state after state and district after district, the election is a referendum on the president, the war in Iraq, and the direction of the country.
And in this midterm election year, Rothenberg says Republicans face the challenge of reversing that trend. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
What is the state of the American worker on Labor Day 2006? AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says it is a state of crisis.
Profound economic trends have strained working families to the breaking point.
But Labor Secretary Elaine Chao says American workers are actually making more money.
If you take a look at the after-tax earnings, which is what people care about, what monies are in their pocket, basically workers' wages have increased.
A report in the Washington Post says millions of Americans say they're working too long and are stressed too much. But even while complaining, the number who work more than 50 hours a week keeps growing. The Labor Day holiday marks the end of summer vacations, but what about workers who haven't bothered with them? Live to CBS's Tom Foti. And Tom, are they being forced to take time off?
Well, look, most are more likely to be like Eric Brady.
I'm an unabashed workaholic.
He runs a Boston-based computer consultancy 20 feet from his home.
My last vacation was my honeymoon in 2002. I took a week off. And unfortunately, one of those days actually worked.
Studies show Americans are much more likely to keep on working whatever than people elsewhere. Good idea this time of year when layoffs are more common, says outplacement specialist John Challenger.
You don't want to get caught telecommuting a lot. You don't want to get caught taking a lot of vacation because it could be out of sight, out of mind.
And hey, we're here, aren't we, Nick?
For a second time in less than 6 months, San Diego Chargers linebacker Steve Foley's had a brush with the law, and this one has left him in the hospital. The San Diego Sheriff's Department says it happened near Foley's home after a car chase. Lieutenant Dennis Brugo says Foley got out of his car, and as his companion began driving toward an off-duty officer...
The male then came at the officer, and he had his hand, put his right hand down and towards his waistband. The officer fired at him.
I would say, you know, 6 to 8 shots, it sounded like, total.
That's Rick Jennings, a neighbor. 3 of the bullets hit Foley. None of the wounds is considered life-threatening. Police have not said whether charges will be filed. The woman with Foley was arrested. Time on the roundup is 4 past the hour.
I didn't know that as I got older, my body changed the way it processed medications. I learned the hard way, but you don't have to. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about the prescription medications you take and never mix alcohol with your medications. For more information, call 1-800-662-HELP. There's no better time to ask the question that could save your life. That's 1-800-662-HELP. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the station.
I was in the emergency room when I was 2 years old, and it was scary.
That's 11-year-old Tiffany Brown, one of the 8.6 million children who live with asthma every day in the U.S. The American Lung Association fights the asthma epidemic with patient education and research, and we won't stop till we win. Call 1-800-LUNG-USA or visit lungusa.org on the web.
The American Lung Association, and help somebody breathe more easily.
Baghdad officials are touting the arrest of al-Qaeda in Iraq's number two. The man, known by various names, including Abu Rana, was picked up several days ago. CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman has more from Baghdad.
Coalition interrogators will now try to get him to talk to further damage al-Qaeda's influence here. He reportedly has already told them he was responsible for more attacks in Iraq than he can remember.
Violence west of Baghdad has claimed the lives of two more U.S. Marines. Two British soldiers have been killed north of Basra. And police in the capital say a member of Iraq's Olympic soccer team has been kidnapped today. It's apparently a case of the fog of war. A Canadian soldier, part of the NATO contingent in southern Afghanistan, died after his unit was accidentally strafed by NATO jets. Farther north, another NATO soldier was among at least five people killed in a car bombing. In the wake of the 9/11 attacks, there was a spike in the number of terrorism cases that went to court. But a new study shows few resulted in long prison terms.
There were 1,300 people targeted. 355 were prosecuted. Only six people got 20 years to life.
David Burnham is with a research group at Syracuse that produced the report. It also shows nearly 4 of 10 of the rejected cases collapsed for a lack of sufficient evidence or no evidence of criminal intent. Troubling signs of more bloodshed to come in the Darfur region of Sudan. The government is ordering African peacekeepers to leave at the end of the month. Sudan has already rejected a UN resolution for deploying 20,000 blue helmets in Darfur, where violence has killed more than 200,000 refugees. It's going to be a wet Labor Day from the southwest to the southern plains, courtesy of what's left of Hurricane John. The east is still ringing out after the remnants of Tropical Storm Ernesto blew through over the weekend. And it's not just soggy.
We don't have lights, we don't have phones.
Tens of thousands of customers from New England to the Carolinas are still without power. Not a storybook finish with another title under his belt, but the cheers were just as loud. Andre Agassi's remarkable tennis career ended with a third-round loss to Benjamin Becker at the U.S. Open. When the match was over, he bid an emotional farewell to his fans.
Over the last 21 years, I have found you, and I will take you and the memory of you with me for the rest of my life. Thank you.
Later in the locker room, Agassi was greeted with applause from other players.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Boulder officials say there's still no sign of missing Marine Lance Herring, and the search turns into a missing person investigation. The Boulder County Sheriff's Department says the 21-year-old may have gone into a military survival mode, and he may be hard to find.
The terrain is very difficult. Lots and lots of holes and caves and underbrush where somebody could either hide themselves if they're seeking shelter or could fall and be virtually undetectable.
Commander Phil West with the Sheriff's Department. A friend of Herring says Lance fell while climbing last Tuesday and hit his head. It's possible that Herring is wandering around but doesn't know who he is. Lance Herring was on leave from Iraq and was scheduled to return to Camp Pendleton last Thursday. Crews are mopping up an 830-acre wildfire near Rifle today. The fire declared fully contained yesterday. Fire spokesman David Boyd says smoke is likely to still be visible from the area.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. so much money so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the Internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008 now. To get your free CD, call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
And a lot of holidays around here over the past couple of years, and I'm always fascinated to see who is listening and why they're listening, and to get to the stories behind it on days that, let's face it, well, most people don't. 303-713-7600. Doesn't matter what your opinion is. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. Maybe you've never called into a radio show before. But there's something compelling about you today. The fact that you're up. That I assume, if you're up at this time of day, you are driving to some form of employment. Because I'm not exactly sure why else you'd actually be listening here this morning. And are you doing what you want to be doing? Are you happy with what you're doing? Where are you today on Labor Day? Do you resent the people that actually have today off? And me and my good friend Kelly Parr are sitting in here, and we're happy to take your calls. Right, Kelly? Just nod if you're happy. Are you happy, Kelly?
Oh,
are
yeah.
you happy, Kelly? 303-713-7600 is the number. What's shaking your bacon this morning? What is getting you going? Where are you? You know, I had an experience concerning Labor Day, and I realized that most Americans just can't sit still. I don't know what it is. I'm not sure what is in our genes, our DNA, our culture that we can't, we just can't relax. And I'll tell you about that coming up. I'd love to talk to you if you're just driving around. See who's out there this morning. See what you're all about. The phone lines are wide open this morning. 303-713-7600. It's Darren McKee in for J. Marvin. We'll get it going. And I'll tell you, I did something over the past couple days I never thought I'd do. I drove east for a vacation. And then I realized that Americans can't sit still. Oh, and we love gas. Quick break and back with your calls and more. Darren McKee in for J. Marvin, AM 760.
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously, everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Well, it's back to school time again. Right now you can get Comcast high-speed internet
for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. All you have to do is call 1-888-COMCAST. It's like a totally super-fast internet connection, so you don't have to wait for stuff to download, even if it's one of those big, huge, honking files. And because it's so fast, it's really kind of an awesome tool for any student,
because they can help with everything from homework to science projects to research papers,
all in the blink of an eye. So call 1-888-COMCAST and get Comcast high-speed internet for just $29.99 a month for 3 months. And you'll quickly see that the stuff that seemed to take forever
now happens in an instant.
Offer ends December 21, 2006. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. After promotion, regular charges apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and installation fees extra. Offer varies for non-Comcast video customers. Call for full details.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders.
You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new, built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Absolutely gorgeous. Where are you today? What are you doing? I like on the when I do come in on some holidays, it's always curious the people that do have to work and get it going and put it together today on a day most people have off for sure. And it's always a fascinating story to know why you're up, what you're doing, and what your life is all about. It's a good barometer in the holidays. I think we do that to check in to see how we're at. You know, we have these holidays every, you know, 2-3 months, whatever, that you have these three-day weekends, and you always tend to assess things when you have an extra day off. And let me tell you, it's tough getting a day off. It's tough getting to do something that you want to do for work, that's for sure. And I don't know if you resent it or you're happy to work, but a lot of people are very, very anxious about taking any sort of time off, never mind sitting still. And very few people, it seems, are really truly happy with what they're doing. So, on this holiday, I like to open the phones and just talk to you, the people here in Colorado, state that I love dearly, love Colorado. So, I never in my life thought I'd be vacationing outside of Colorado to the east. I've traveled to the east of Colorado, I think. Well, never. Well, once, I guess, when I was driving here originally. But to think that I was going to pack up the family and actually go somewhere east of Colorado, never in a million years. Can you guess, I'm looking at my producer Kelly here, can you guess where I went that I would actually drive east to go on vacation?
Florida?
Florida.
Wait, let me guess. Goodland, Kansas.
No, but you're sort of in the right vein. Ogallala, Nebraska.
Hey, I love Ogallala, Nebraska. Yay, McConaughey.
Hey, I do too. I have never experienced anything like that in my life. I cannot believe you would travel for 3 hours seeing nothing. And then you would arrive at one of the most, I swear, one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen in this country. I'm late on this bandwagon. I know. I guess there's lots of people out there that know how great Lake McConaughey is and how great Ogallala is. I just wasn't one of them.
I don't know if I'd live there, though. That's a tough sell.
To live there. Yeah, because the beach gets old eventually.
But well, the lake is depleting every year.
You know? Yeah. I had a friend of mine. When I went there, a friend of mine who grew up in this area, in Colorado, Aurora, and he said he'd been going there for years and years and years with his family. And he pointed out, no, it used to be here, it used to be there, you know, and it was all dried up and that type of thing. I mean, still, you know, it's thousands of acres of lake. I know, you know, there's still tons of white sandy beaches. And, you know, I'm not a great, I love the outdoors, I love doing the hiking, I'm just not much of a camper. So I'm down there and I'm with the wife and we got a tent. Really, I'm not really a tent guy. I'm asking her, where are the hotels nearby? Honey, isn't there a hotel nearby? No, that would spoil the whole thing. We have to be in a tent. And we show up there on Friday night. It was rainy. I don't know if you remember Friday night. Wet, rainy, drippy, whatever. And we get there eventually, freezing. I'm dreading the tent, by the way, at this point. I cannot believe how many campers there are and what luxurious accommodations some of these people have. It is unbelievable. I mean, I'm going through there. I can see there's flat screens, TVs, and satellite dishes, and thousands and thousands of dollars poured into these the vehicles to just to park them where nobody in their right mind would go. Because this is nighttime. I don't know where the lake is. I'm just around this campground. And like I just said, I don't do much camping.
Where on the lake did you stay?
Little Thunder. Does that mean anything to you?
Yes. Okay. My buddy owns a cabin on North Shore.
That so, must be beautiful.
The accommodations there are pretty sweet.
I bet they are sweet, because he's not living in a freaking tent.
Oh, no, it's okay. It's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, air-conditioned
trailer. Well, you know, of course, the funniest thing to me is that people spend who knows how much money is invested in this type of thing just so they can go and live as comfortably as humanly possible. There was a person that I, and we, this was a great group of people I went with. I mean there was like 30 people that make this a weekend. There were tons of kids. We owned the beach. I mean, it was just absolutely fantastic in terms of what a gathering it was. I mean, they're smoking their cigarettes and drinking their beers in the cups because you're not supposed to have the beers on the lake. I mean, and everybody's having a great old sort of redneck time with it. I mean, it's absolutely fantastic because you can drive your monstrous vehicle that you must fill up with gas, I don't know, three times at least from the time it takes to go from Denver all the way to Ogallala. These things are beasts. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing these people and they're driving their vehicles on the beach and they've got flat screen TVs and satellite dishes and jet skis. My God, the jet ski industry must be booming in Nebraska. And everybody's dragging the stuff up, and you're on the jet ski, and you're going nowhere. You're just driving around in circles. Hey, 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 you want to come over and drive around in a circle? Sure! I've been smoking my cigarettes and drinking my beers and cups, and there would be nothing more in my life that would thrill me more than taking some high-powered vehicle that goes an ungodly amount miles per hour or knots or widges, I don't know what happens on a lake, and drive it in circles for about 20 minutes to bone-jarring conclusions as my head is throttling up and down and my wrists are shaking and my hands are throbbing and it's loud and I can't understand a thing that's being said to me. This is heaven! And I'm thinking to myself, how much does all this crap cost? Honestly, I had a great time, but I was like, well, who's complaining about gas now? I mean, what does this cost? So, are things pretty good? I mean, are people's lives really kind of, well, okay? But here's what I found the most interesting, is that while I love being active and doing things and doing sports, and I love hiking, I've done Tunnel of the 14ers and that type of thing, not much of a camper, like going up and coming down and going home. But when I'm told this is a beach, I'm like, okay, well, I'm from the East Coast. I actually grew up on the water. I've been to beaches before. I like beaches. I love beaches. I like mountains more, but I like beaches.
Different kind of beach, though, up there, huh?
Well, you know, the whole driving your vehicle onto the beach, I got to tell you, it's something I know they do it down like in Florida, but I just am not aware of it. Got to admit, it's kind of white trashy, but it's kind of fun. I'm up for being like a redneck, white trash person, you know, just, you know, a few times a year.
Speaking of redneckish, I mean, did you see the tractors putting in the boats?
Love it. Love it. That's half the fun.
Exactly.
The tractors. It's like you get your stuff stuck, and then everybody gathers. But that's part of it. Is because as Americans, this is another thing I was thinking about, and why I can't just relax myself, I don't know. But we are compelled to always have something going on. I'm lazy. So I can sit there with a book or a magazine or a newspaper or whatever. I can literally sit someplace, and the kids are got a six-year-old, a four-year-old. Hey, they sit there in the sand, they dig for hours. They're digging to China, and they're happy to splash around. It's perfect. People do not know how to sit still. I swear to God. They're sitting there, and they are just thinking to themselves constantly, now, what can I do? I really do think people have a hard time relaxing and taking some time off. It was constant. It was, once we get down there, where do we grill? Where do we go? Do you want to come out on the boat? Do you want to go jet skiing? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? You want to throw the football? You want to throw the baseball? You want to do this? You want to do that? Just calm down. I want to sit here and do nothing. We have a hard time doing that in America. Sitting down and doing nothing. And you probably realize that as you're on your way to work, but I had a great time in Ogallala. I guess.
True words are never spoken.
I'm Darren McKee. I'm in for J. Marvin. The phones are wide open at 303-713-7600. There's some really, really sad news out there this morning, and we'll get into it in just a little bit. Right now, it is 6:30. It's time for Progressive Traffic, and for that, we go to Shannon Stone. Good morning, Shannon. How are you?
AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Looking pretty good for you on this holiday. In fact, I-25 through Denver moving along really well on this holiday weekend. Accident off the highway at 120th and Teller. Car's on its side. It's closed 120th while they move that car out of the way at Teller. A reminder that the Taste of Colorado is going on today and has streets around the Civic Center park closed throughout the day today. You can use Light Rail's D-Line or you can park five for $5 at Coorsville and take the free shuttle to the area. AM 760 weather, mostly sunny today. A high of 78. Tonight's low around 50. And for tomorrow, a high of 80. Currently 45. I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760. Progressive Traffic.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn 28 languages guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
That's 303-C-2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK. Call 303-C-2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Great for all ages and all types of skin. Epiclear is doing something that other acne treatment formulas don't do. We are so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right. You heard free. And we mean free.
Call 1-800-311-0399 while Epiclear supplies last. Shipping and handling not included. Call 1-800-311-0399.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It is 635, high of 76, sunny, beautiful day today. Darren McGee in for Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600. David and Will, you hang on. I promise I'll get to you. The phone lines are wide open. Up here is Jack. Jack, good morning. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
What's happening?
Well, I heard about your little trip out to McConaughey.
Yes, I had a... I never thought I'd be venturing east to go on a vacation, and I've... And I know this is old news to a lot of people, but it's new to me how absolutely gorgeous it is out there. And it was fun. I had a blast, actually. I had a great time.
Well, I'm an outfitter. I take people fishing and hunting and camping all over the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to give you another little secret spot, east.
East?
Yes.
Okay.
So where most of the people that are from Nebraska around McConaughey travel down to a place called Milford Lake in Kansas.
Okay. How far away is that from Denver?
It's about 6 hours.
Ooh. Okay.
And it's not too bad. If you leave in the evening, then you can just put in, you know, DVDs and watch movies when you get there.
Great.
That's what we do.
Right.
But talk about, you know, when you were talking about everybody pulling up and kind of the redneck and how fun it was. You would love this place. It's a beautiful lake. It's in the Flint Hills.
Okay.
Most people think Kansas is flat,
right,
with no water. But the Flint Hills are full of hills and oak trees, and Milford is 30 miles long and 165 miles around the lake. It's a beautiful place to go.
Well, that sounds great.
And it's got some of the best fishing and hunting around.
I love my friend who's a fisherman. He's got a little one-man pontoon boat, which is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And he's the type of guy who sets up 7 or 8 reels just on the shore of the lake. And I said, is that really fishing? And he goes, oh, yeah. Because he doesn't do anything. He just sets the bait, throws it out there, and then he goes, I caught a fish. And I said, you caught a fish? Because I saw him at night, and then I saw him in the morning. I hadn't seen him in between, you know, obviously between 11 p.m. and like 8 a.m. He goes, well, you were fishing last night? He goes, well, I was sleeping, and I heard zzz, zzz. I said, you didn't really catch it then, did you? I mean, he goes, well, I reeled it in. The beauty of fishing, Jack, you know, it depends how you define it, I guess.
But the money that is spent out there on the RVs and the huge boats and the jet skis and just the elaborate just campground, hysterical.
It is absolutely hysterical because this redneck fun is expensive. I mean, it's not cheap.
It is not. It is not cheap whatsoever.
All right, thanks for the call. It's funny, too, because I'm sleeping. Jack, let me tell you, I'm cheap here. I'm sleeping in a freaking tent, okay? And a guy who's got one of these $100,000 RVs comes up to me the next day and he goes, yeah, it was a little chilly. We had to turn on the heater.
Oh, yeah.
I go, wow, that's really roughing it, isn't it? You're really getting to the spirit of things.
Oh, yeah, the best.
And then you take, Jack, I'm telling you, it was hysterical to be in a beautiful area. Absolutely gorgeous, right? But the trick to this is to take your SUV and drive it as close to the water as you possibly can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you set up your satellite TV.
I love it. It's fun. And people obviously are doing... Somebody is working in America, I guess. But I don't know if you've ever noticed this, and this is why fishing might be tough for some people, is there's a lot of downtime, and people have a hard time relaxing when they're out there. They really do. I think I don't know what it's in our system, but we just feel like we should be working or doing something all of the time.
It's true.
And,
until you get on a big boat, and then pretty much you can relax.
All right. Well, thanks for the heads up there, Jack. I really appreciate it. 303-713-7600. Starr McKee in for Jay Marvin. What are you doing today on Labor Day? I love to find out who's working, especially so early in the day. David, how are you?
Good. Good morning, worker.
What are you doing today for Labor Day?
I'm working.
What are you doing?
I'm an undertaker.
Wow. Well, that's I suppose that's you got to go when you got to go. No days off there, I suppose.
It's
huh?
Steady work. It's steady work.
How'd you get into the undertaking business? If that's how you put that.
Well, I was in property management for years and years and years, and it came to a point where I was uncomfortable with the dishonesty of people.
Uh-huh.
And I quit. And a friend of mine does this and has a little company, and so I work with him now.
That's fascinating. How long have you been doing it for?
About a year now.
Be comfortable around dead people at this point?
I really enjoy it. It's quite a job dealing with people's grief
on
a daily basis.
It's a very important job. I mean, it's because you're dealing with people at their roughest times.
Right, and it's my chance to bring a little love and dignity to somebody's child. Everybody is somebody's child, and you know I try to help them have a dignified exit.
How do you emotionally distance yourself from, well, accepting what's going on somehow? I mean, I would have a hard time being around dead people all the time and grieving people. I would just think that everybody is just so depressed every single day.
I don't distance myself from it. I realize it's not my grief. I am there to provide some comfort. It fills me with a lot of purpose. It really does. It's very satisfying.
Who are you? You don't have to be specific because I don't want to, you know. But there's a funeral today. There's something you have to do today.
Oh, I pick up probably on average 10 to 15 people a day. I just do the undertaking.
You pick up the dead people?
Yeah. From homes and hospitals and the coroner's office, anywhere people happen to pass away.
Wow.
Yeah. It's terribly interesting in the different cultural practices, family dynamics. They're all going on right there in front of me. And I'm not necessarily a part of it, but I do get, you know, I am standing in their moment that they will carry forever till their death.
You know, David, I gotta ask you. You're working as an undertaker. What did you want to do when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, I was very into music, and I wanted to own a record store.
And what stops you from pursuing that?
I joined the Army, got married, and became very responsible, and never had the money to actually start.
And now you're an undertaker.
Now I'm an undertaker.
Well,
I was in the Army 12 years, and did a lot of camping.
Without giving anything too much, yeah, good for you. What's the most interesting way somebody has passed away in your experience in this past year?
Just not too long ago, the guy that got hit by lightning on the motorcycle.
No kidding.
Yeah, on the freeway, driving on the freeway, got hit by lightning.
That's when you know your time is up. Hey, David, thanks for the call, and have fun picking up the. I'm sure. Have fun picking up the dead bodies today.
Oh, guaranteed.
All right. Well, there you go. I don't know. When do you get to that point? What are you doing today? How is Labor Day? How's 2006 treating you? 303-713-7600. Will in Arvada, hang on. I'm coming to you next. George in Lakewood has a story to tell. And there's a very sad passing today, and it really has bummed me out. And then we're going to talk about the war on terror and getting high in Afghanistan. Fun stuff. Stair McKee in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Looking great for you on this holiday. I-25 through Denver, it is wide open. Also, C-470 across Highlands Ranch and out to the airport. It's smooth sailing for you. One more day for the taste of Colorado. Streets are closed around the Civic Center, so watch out for that. And also, be aware of extra pedestrian traffic. AM-760 weather today, mostly sunny skies. High of 78, low tonight around 50. And for your Tuesday, a high of about 80. Currently 45, I'm Shannon Stone, AM-760, progressive traffic.
Toyota owners, keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and multi-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Hurry, offer ends September 30th.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
What's new at 9? A new 9 newscast. Different time, different channel. KTVD, My 20.
9 News at 9. It's people you know and trust. I'll have all the weather information you need.
And Kirk will give you all of the day's entertainment news. And it's all wrapped up in half an hour, the news and weather you need.
Join Mark Kobrick, Bozzy Kanani, Kathy Sabin, and Kirk Montgomery for a new option, 9 News at 9, beginning September 5th on KTVD, My 20.
This Labor Day, make the most of your time and save big at Lowe's Big Labor Day event. Right now, get 20% off plus free propane exchange and free assembly on all full-size gas grills, $99 and up. Get 20% off all special order wood flooring, carpet, and area rugs. Use your Lowe's consumer card and pay nothing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more now through September 4th. See store for details while supplies last. Hurry into Lowe's Big Labor Day event, where you'll get great values on everything you need in one trip, saving you time and gas. Lowe's, let's build something together.
The award-winning creators of The West Wing have gone Hollywood. Coming Mondays to NBC, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Critics are calling it one of the top 10 must-see shows this fall.
We're going to dress, talk, and behave professionally.
You are an adolescent, oversexed whoremonger.
And all that will begin in just a few minutes.
With an amazing cast, Matthew Perry, Bradley Whitford, and Amanda Peet.
You don't know it yet, but I'm going to be your dream come true.
Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Mondays at 10, 9 Central on NBC.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
When I won't.
Hey, listen, somebody's got to work today. It's Labor Day. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Well-deserved day off for Jay. Very happy to be here. I love being on AM 760. Don't get to do it too often, but the chances that I do are fantastic. I think 760 is the way to go. I think it brings things forth that should get brought forth, and we'll do that in a little bit as well. I got to tell you, a guy who has passed away doing what he definitely loved doing is Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter. If you haven't caught this news, Steve Irwin, earlier today in Australia, so within the past 12 hours or so, was killed by a stingray. And it's only like the third stingray death, like, kind of ever in Australia. It's absolutely incredibly rare. But the stingray got him right in the heart, apparently, and has killed him. And it's beyond sad. Leaves behind two kids and his wife, Terry. Now, his wife, Terry, I'm reading this morning, is trekking somewhere and probably doesn't even know now what's happened to her husband. So I don't know if you have any thoughts about great memories of Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, but I love Steve Irwin. Crikey! This, that, and the other thing. I'm not trying to make fun of anything, but the guy was a... It's getting very depressing here today, isn't it? I need to pep things up a tad. Now we'll talk about Steve Irwin maybe a little bit later, but I'm very sad about his passing. I wasn't trying to be funny there, Kelly. Well, you're playing that stupid music. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Will in Arvada. Will? Good morning. You're on AM 760. Oh, that's right. That's a tricky button. Got to remember the tricky button here at 760. Hi, Will. How are you?
Just fine. I'm doing something almost as dangerous.
As what?
Well, as stepping on stingrays.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm going to incinerate dandelions.
An fantastic.
And I might mow the lawn.
What are you doing up, Will?
Well, I'm trained as a teacher to get up early.
Yeah, it happens. You know, because of what I do, too, you just, even on days off where you don't have to work, you find yourself up. But you don't have to actually work today, though. You just get, you're just up early.
No, I just have to work on, you know, connecting with all the people who I talk on the telephone with.
Fantastic.
And you lead it off the bunch.
Well, that's terrific, Will. How was 2006 treating you so far, Will?
Actually, it's been pretty good.
Good.
I did have a complaint. I thought I would bring it to your attention, and if anybody else wants to, you know, cover this, I have had no success getting any of the network televisions or newspapers to handle this.
All right, Will, we are ready. We are prepared for your complaint.
All right, it's not Black Ops or anything like that, but what I would like to say is that the schools somehow generate complaints about substitute teachers, and it doesn't matter to them whether it's false or true. It probably starts from a student or maybe a couple of students.
Mm-hmm.
And they pass it down the line because I think they have to by law. And lo and behold, you're sitting home, you know, comfortably minding your own business, and you get this letter in the mail says, you did this and this and this. And I said, no, I didn't. I didn't do any of that, and this was not true. And they don't care. The people in human resources just, you know, say, well, this is the story we got.
Well, let me cut to the chase here. You're a substitute teacher, I assume.
No longer.
Because you got fired?
Mm-hmm.
Because of what kind of complaint? What was allegedly complaining about you?
Well, some of them were pretty wacky. In one case, I said I was God. In another case, I made some kids do breakdancing. In another case, I made them do sit-ups.
Well, is this all true?
Well, I didn't make them do anything.
Did you say you were God?
Absolutely.
You told the kids you were God?
Yes.
What age level of kids were these?
Well, probably sophomores in high school.
And why did you tell sophomores in high school you were God?
Because I think I am.
Okay. What class did you make them do sit-ups in?
That was a sixth grade class.
Were you the gym teacher?
By the way, you're supposed to remember that some of this stuff is being said facetiously because I didn't make them do breakdancing. They wanted to do breakdancing.
Well,
I did not bring a small firearm into the class and make them do any of this stuff. However, some of these preposterous stories.
Will, did you really tell kids in high school you were God?
Oh, I think it's still true.
Okay. And you're surprised why you were not a substitute teacher anymore?
Well, sure, if you look at it from my point of view, yes.
All right. Well, listen, hey, it's good to have you aboard, Will, and listening, and I appreciate that, but there is no way I'd want you teaching my kid, and that's the bottom line. George in Lakewood, hey, you're on AM 760. Good morning, George.
Morning. Obviously, he wasn't God. Otherwise, he wouldn't have got himself fired.
That is a kind of a scary thing when I'm thinking about the public school system right there, to be honest with you.
Well, it's probably not all that bad, but by the way, I get up this time every day and This will be even a little wackier for you.
Okay.
I face east and pick up a handful of sand and let it slip through my fingers, and I pay homage to Amun-Ra, the ancient Egyptian god.
Good for you.
It's my way of my little protest against all the other religions.
You're not a religious guy, huh, George? Is this a real religion, or have you just made this up on your own?
Oh, no. The ancient Egyptians thought they believed in their religion. I suppose their if their beliefs is probably as, even though it's not around much really anymore, although there is a belief in ISIS, I think, that still goes on over in France, I believe it is. But they believed in their gods as much as Christians or Jews believe in their gods.
Everybody believes in their god as much as anything.
So since the Egyptian gods haven't been around for a while, you know, they don't, supposedly they don't count anymore. But, and actually, I don't really believe them that much. I just do that to kind of aggravate my wife a little bit. Although she's in New Zealand. She's been down in New Zealand for a couple of weeks. But I'm one guy that I like to work all the time.
Yeah.
I really don't like days off. I like vacations.
Right.
But I don't like holidays. And so today what I'm doing, as a matter of fact, I'll make this very quick, is I'm writing proposals for a book I wrote trying to get my friends to cough up $10 million. I've got up $2 million so far, but I got to get another $8 million. You couldn't loan me $8 million, could you?
I got it in the back of my car. It's all in tens. But
at any rate, so that's what I'm doing, and I'll be glad when today is over because, like I say, I really don't like holidays too much.
What's your book about, George? And why do you need $10 million?
Because I want to make it into a movie.
Okay.
And so anyway, so.
What's your book about?
Since you ask, I'll tell you.
No, but yeah.
Okay, my book is about, as a matter of fact, two ancient gods of Egypt.
Uh-huh.
They've been around for a while, like 26,000 years.
Uh-huh.
And one is in the Middle East, and he kind of rules over the Middle East right now. That's why we're not winning, at least according to my book. And the other one is a good guy, and he lives in the United States, and he does the bidding of Amun, as he calls him. And anytime someone displeases Amun, he sends his assassin after him, and his assassin is very creative when he wipes someone out. But if the book was only about, I'll make this very fast, if my book was only about my good guy going around killing people,
right,
it would be boring after the first
20
pages. But there's a lot of subplots that make it kind of interesting, and that's why this coming Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Colorado Fiction Writers Conference, where a lot of literary agents are coming to town, some big-timers, I'm going to pitch my book, and hopefully somebody will pick it up.
Well,
there.
George, I wish you the best. My only recommendation is to get Ben Affleck and Matt Damon together. I think they would work in this particular production. 303-713-7600 is the number. Who would the good God be? Would that be Matt Damon? It had to be Matt Damon.
Didn't they already do a God movie where they are both angels?
Yeah, wasn't that Dogma?
Yeah.
Can't do them then. Already man. Maybe Owen and Luke Wilson. Huh?
You throw in Vince Vaughn, that's a comedy trifecta.
He could be the assassin. Let's go to Alton in Aurora. Good morning, Alton. You're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. How are you? There you go. Alton, I'm sorry about that. Go ahead, Alton.
Yeah, I'm good. How are you doing?
What's shaking your bacon this morning, Alton?
Oh, man, just getting up. I was telling you, the pre-screening guy, it's a difference between getting up because you have to and because you want to.
Yeah.
And on a Labor Day, you get up. I'm going to get, you know, some Krispy Kreme donuts for my kids. They're still sleeping.
Good for them.
But tomorrow morning, I'll have to get up and go train some executives on how to talk to their people. So today's a good day. I can go. You know, I can just go and chill, and not have to worry about it.
Well, is that what you do for a living? You teach teach executives to do what?
How to talk to their people, interpersonal skills. How mm-hmm. you know how to you know situational leadership, things like that.
No.
How you look at where your folks are at, and then make them you work with them based on where their learning level is or what their development level. So kind of boring, but.
No, I don't think so at all. What's the most, well, yeah, listen, everybody's got a boss. Everybody is,
exactly.
I got this one guy who, he can't talk to his employees. He's incapable of really doing that. He's dependent upon his BlackBerry and an email.
Exactly.
And he's unable to motivate his staff because he's unable to communicate with his staff.
Exactly, and that's basically the principle of, I don't know, you're probably familiar with Ken Blanchard and that whole crew. Well, that's what they teach is what you do, you can take a minute to talk to a person, and that minute brings you back the value or brings
right.
you investment back in that individual. And a lot of CEOs or, you know, even just regular supervisors, managers, don't think about that. They think about, you know, I'm the boss, you're going to do what I say and go from there, but you've got such a different and diverse group of individuals that you're dealing with now that that doesn't work anymore. So, anyway.
You know, I think an argument is reasonable to be made when we look at our relations, especially our international relations around the world.
Right.
What would it hurt to talk to some of these people?
Oh, please. I listen to the show every morning, and I'm listening, watching C-SPAN and watching CNN, and I can't bring myself to go to Fox, but I watch some of these channels, and you would just think if someone would just, you know, take down that bravado and actually start talking would make all the difference. But that, you know, there's, you know, you got all these folks who want to make it their way or the highway, and it just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, the American cowboy mentality with this administration has been, Well, remarkable in terms of non-commitment. And now there's news. I don't know if you've caught it altered or not, and I'll have it for you after the news at the top of the hour. Okay. The Taliban is back, my brother.
Oh, they've been back. And they never went away.
They are back in action.
They're back and they're making opium. They're doing their thing.
You know all about it. Listen, I'll bring you the news right after the top of the hour. Thanks for listening. It's Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin. You can bring me one of those Krispy Kremes, Alton. I won't hold it against you. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rose, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder.
And broadcasting in HD.
Crocodile hunter Steve Irwin was diving off Australia's Great Barrier Reef when a stingray pierced his chest. His television producer, John Stinker.
He left this world in a happy and peaceful state of mind. He would have said, crocs rule.
Television wildlife host Nigel Marvin says the odds of being killed by a stingray are off the chart.
It's just absolutely unbelievable to be killed by a big crocodile or bitten by a snake. You'd have believed it, but a stingray, I mean, there's only been 3 cases in Australia of deaths by stingrays in the last 100 years, 17 worldwide.
Steve Irwin was just 44. Well, for millions of overworked Americans, today's Labor Day holiday is that rare chance to kick back and relax. Live to CBS's Tom Foti.
Well, indeed, Frank, the trend has been for Americans to work more and more. The Washington Post notes more people working 50 or more hours a week. It's a competitive job market, and that is one way to keep a job or move up. Outplacement specialist John Challenger has some others.
Try to be there around the office more often so that you get more face time with your boss, with even your boss's bosses, if your boss is one of the ones who goes.
So that you stay. Frank?
Well, Labor Day is when politicians get ready to rumble. Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. Peter, what's on the line this election year?
Nothing less than control of Congress.
The Democrats have a strategy. It's criticizing the administration.
Political analyst Stuart Rothenberg says a referendum on the president's war policies is shaping up as candidates head to those Labor Day parades and picnics. But some GOP strategists say the national security issue is the party's strong suit, and they believe many races will turn on local and regional issues. Democrats need to take 6 seats to control the Senate, 15 to take over the House. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
His agent says San Diego Chargers linebacker Steve Foley, who was shot early yesterday by an off-duty policeman, is out of surgery. Gunplay awakened Foley's sleeping neighbors.
I heard one blast of probably 3 or 4 gunshots.
I heard a female yelling, no, stop, you know, no. I heard more shots.
Police say the incident began when the policeman spotted Foley weaving in freeway traffic at speeds of up to 90 miles an hour. Overseas, a gunman opened fire on tourists visiting the famed Roman amphitheater in Amman, Jordan, killing a British man and wounding 6 other people. American commanders say 2 more Marines have been killed in fighting in Iraq's Anbar province. A 2-week-old wildfire burning in south-central Montana has grown to 180,000 acres. More residents were forced to evacuate last night when winds fanning the flames picked up. Tropical moisture from Hurricane John's expected to dump more heavy rain today from the southwest to the southern plains. Tens of thousands of homes from the Carolinas to New England that lost power to Tropical Storm Ernesto still don't have it back. This is CBS News.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. They say they're fed up with Congress not acting, so Boulder County Democrats are going to do what they can to get a boost in the minimum wage. They're rallying Monday in Boulder in Longmont's Roosevelt Park shelter and believe a Colorado measure will help workers.
Here in Colorado, we can show with 42 that we want to increase the minimum wage here in Colorado because Washington hasn't taken the initiative yet. and this is going to show Washington that we're doing it ourselves here in Colorado. We're giving Colorado a raise, and we'd like to see America get a raise, too.
Jonathan Singer with Boulder Democrats says the minimum wage hasn't been raised in years. It's currently at $5.15 an hour. Rally starts today at 4 at Long's Peak Avenue in Longmont. Fire investigators starting to their search for the cause of a house fire in Boulder County on Long's Peak Drive. Firefighter Don Whitmore described what family members saw when they came home to see what was left of their home.
Yeah, they drove up on scene, and as you could imagine, they're devastated, shocked. It was a pretty sad deal for anybody going through this.
Crews are now in the mop-up mode. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Shannon Stone with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Main highway's moving well and really quiet for you this morning. I-25 through Denver looking great. Normally traffic bunching up on the north end of town this time of the morning. Not so today. In fact, you're going to get to work in record time if you do have to work today. Taste of Colorado. Streets are closed around the Civic Center. Reminder for one more day. Good idea is to park at the Coors Field for about $5. Take a free shuttle over to the Taste. AM 760 weather, mostly sunny today, a high of 78 tonight, low around 50, and for tomorrow, a high of about 80. It's currently 45. I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best. Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
Check and go. Convenient and confidential. Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advances subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
What we do is we take our $100,000 RV and we put it on the beach. Well, how do you get it off? Oh, we pay a tractor to pull it off. That's fantastic. That is America, baby. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin, and that was my experience over the past couple days in Lake McConaughey. My first time ever there, and what a beautiful place it is. And the thing that goes great with a place of natural beauty is large RVs and jet skis. Beautiful stuff. Now, Friday night, it was 50 degrees and rainy. And it drove some people off Saturday. But Sunday, when it was sunny, about 80, I'm surprised there's not more jet ski accidents. You know what you need to actually have the ability to run a jet ski? Nothing. You don't need a driver's license, nothing. No experience, that's just get on the damn jet ski. Somebody's doing okay in America. I don't want to complain about everything. I mean, somebody is making some sort of coin, because it's got to cost, jeez, I don't know, $700 to drive from Denver to Ogallala with one of them RVs. It's just a guess on my part, but I don't think I'm that far off. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Where are you today? What are you doing? Are you on your way to work? Are you doing what you thought you'd be doing? And how is 2006 treating you? This morning, around 9:50, the president will speak about the economy. You know, we're hearing that the economy's going up, it's going up, it's going up, everything's going with more jobs. But it's also coming out that, you know, more people are living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, how would you be if you found yourself unemployed right now? If you got to that point. And I think people are terrified of that situation, and I think that's why Americans work so much harder and longer and have a hard time relaxing. I mean, I saw that so much over the past couple of days. I mean, if you got your $100,000 RV, you got your jet ski, you've got your toys, you got everything, and You can't just sit there. Nobody just wants to sit there. I mean, and then you sit there for a while, and all you can think is, "What can I get the grill going? Can I get this going? Can I get that going?" When I was sitting there on the, and this guy, Ron, he was the best. He had a boat. And the best thing isn't to own a boat, but know somebody that owns a boat. Because who really wants to own a boat? I mean, you might think you want to own a boat, but the only time you think you want to own a boat is when somebody who owns a boat is taking you out in their boat. The gas, the paint, you know, it's great when you sit there and the boat pulls up and you can do all sorts of fun stuff and you don't have to get the boat, set the boat, clean up the boat, pay for the gas for the boat, any of that crap. But Ron shows up and Ron's one of these guys, he just can't relax whatsoever. Great guy. But it's constantly like, hey, who's coming out on the boat? Who's gonna, you coming out on the boat? You're coming out on the boat. You gotta be coming. I want you on. You coming? Hey, get on the boat. And he's like, dude, we were on the boat yesterday. So I said, okay, you know what? Because he's got this tube thing. And the tube thing, I don't know if you've seen this. This is a fascinating thing. Really, in Colorado, I'm more used to the mountain stuff. The lake stuff, I'm a bit off. I know, it's like, what did I wake up yesterday? But I gotcha. Well, they got this tube thing. It's not like an inner tube. It's some sort of thing you sit in. And then the goal with the tube thing is to go as fast as you possibly can behind the boat. And then you take a turn, and everybody falls off the tube thing. It's good redneck fun. It's redneck fun on the water. It's NASCAR with H2O. Yeah. Get on the tube. Let's go. You're holding on for dear life. Your neck is going up and down. I'm just looking at the paper today. I'm not lying about this. There's an article in the paper today about amusement ride brain damage and how women are more susceptible because their brains get throttled around quicker on these roller coasters than men. You know why? Because men are fat. Except here in Colorado, the healthiest state in the world. Blah, 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 blah. No. Please. And women are just petite little flowers, and they get thrown around, and then they have brain damage. Well, how do you think you're going to be on the tube? Not good. So he's screaming at me. Yeah, you got to get on the tube. I'm sitting there. I got a little book working. I just, you know, I'm trying to relax. My kid's digging a hole to China. I couldn't be happier. I said, I'll go water skiing. I haven't water skied in like 18 years. Used to walk. Grew up on the East Coast. Haven't water skied in a long time. You ever water skiing?
No.
Kelly. Kelly's a large man. And
The tube thing I've done, though, the tube thing is pretty cool, but your arms burn. Mm. Your arms are on fire when you're done.
Yeah, well, what do you think the water skiing is all about, then? I can barely lift a newspaper today.
I can't find a boat to get me out of the water, man. I mean, come on.
What do you go, Kelly?
About 320.
320. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at this.
Hey, it's a fact.
Perhaps I am. I'm trying not to be mean. 320 would be a tough pull. But it'd get you up there, I guess. I have no idea. It's funny. We had guys that would challenge you, by the way, sitting on the beach. And I noticed after I got done with water skiing, there weren't a lot of other volunteers to do the water skiing. There were some volunteers to sit in the tube.
I'm more of an in-the-boat kind of with the cup of your favorite beverage.
That made me nervous, too, when the guy driving the boat told me he had 15 beers earlier in the day. Hey, I've had 15 beers. Who wants to get in the tube? And I got up there, and I tried. I haven't water skied since I was like 18. And, you know, I got up, and I, you know, was tooling around, and then my arms were burning, and then, you know, I wanted to just drop the stupid rope, but I realized everybody was watching me, you know, doing circles around in the water skiing, so I was desperate to hang on for dear life as much as I could, and I did it a couple days in Raja today, you know, and now I can't lift a newspaper because I should lift weights, I guess, obviously. But my point is that despite everything we're going through in America sometimes, we try to have the most fun we can despite the conditions sometimes that we're in. And I don't know how life is treating you today in 2006. And I suppose having a weekend where you can go out and do something like that is fantastic. It's great. And I hope most Americans, and I don't know what it's like for you, and I suspect, I could be wrong, but here it is, 7:13, in our gorgeous state of Colorado. if you're driving around right now listening, I wonder, are you on your way to work? And if so, how life has been treating you this year? Is it paycheck to paycheck for you? Are you doing what you wanted to do? You know, today Steve Irwin has been killed by a stingray, and I know that might be shocking news if you're just getting up today. I'm not joking about this. He was killed in a stingray accident. And this is an incredible rarity, apparently, in Australia. I mean, there have been like 3 people in the history of Australia or something like that, and only like 17 around the world have actually been killed by a stingray. And apparently it got Steve Irwin right in the heart. And we're reading this morning that his wife, Terry, is off trekking someplace, and she might not even know yet. But the guy was doing what he wanted to do. I don't, you know, I always, when people say, oh, well, he died doing what he loved, I don't think that was the point of doing what he loved, was to actually die doing it. I guess it's true, though. He was following his passion, his dream. And, you know, he got in trouble for a couple of really minor things. But overall, he was a great environmentalist and a terrific guy, very entertaining personality. And I am honestly deeply saddened that that he has been killed in this very tragic way. But he did go out doing, I guess, what he wanted to do. I mean, he was in his element. He was lucky to be able to do that. On this Labor Day, are you doing what you want to be doing? Questionable sometimes, isn't it? Where'd you think you would be? I always love asking that question when I talk to friends of mine who have various jobs. I said, well, what did you want to be doing? Are you doing it now? And why, if you're not doing it now, aren't you doing it? Our phone number is 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee, in for J. Marvin. The phone lines are wide open. We could talk about that. I'd love to just check in with you. The fight against terror is on, but perhaps not in the right place. And the resurgence of the Taliban is tied into the drug trafficking of opium. There is news about that, and we'll have it for you coming up. Phone lines wide open. And why doesn't Bill Ritter like gay people?
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at Kirkpatrick Window. Denver.com.
60 weather, mostly sunny today. A high of 78 tonight, low around 50. And for tomorrow, a high of about 80. It's currently 45. I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Classes going on now. Learn from the best, Abate of Colorado. Abate has been the leader in motorcycle training for over 15 years, and their experienced instructors want to help beginners as well as experienced riders. To register for classes, go to abateofcolo.org. That's abateofcolo.org.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Oh, it's really true. Comcast Workplace can help almost any small business be more productive. And today I'm talking with Jason Donahue.
Hello.
Of the law firm of Donahue, Vasky & Associates.
That's us.
Now, Jason, Comcast Workplace helps your firm?
Oh, yeah. We use Comcast to do research, send files back and forth,
and make tea times, looks like.
That's privileged information. Uh-huh. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yes. Workplace includes McAfee security free. And when it comes to speed, Workplace kicks DSL skinny little hiney all over the great green earth. Can I say skinny little hiney on the radio?
Well, you're an attorney. You tell me. I think so. Bob is nodding yes over there. Anyway, thanks for talking with us today.
No problem.
Comcast Workplace, speed, security, know-how. Now, Jason, since you are an attorney...
Yes.
Got you right here.
Uh-huh.
Would you mind just...
I'd be glad to.
Service not available in all areas. Installation and equipment required. Speed comparisons for download.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer counties. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to am760.net.
I'm Darren McKean, in for Jay Marvin, 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. I had to laugh because my kid actually got invited to a birthday party today. It's kind of funny, huh, having a birthday party on Labor Day? My wife goes, we got to get home because we are late, McConaughey, big back. We have a lot of lunch. I got to get home. I haven't even bought a birthday present. Where am I going to find a birthday present? Every freaking store is open today. That's who's working, I guess. I mean, not right now, but what is actually closed? Said, unless you're going to get the kid in like a money order, I think you'd be okay.
Banks, government.
What?
You know, offices.
Yeah, want to get a tour of the Denver Mint? Yeah, I guess you might be out of luck there.
Copy of a Social Security card. You're out of luck, man.
Yeah, I think we can go to Walmart today. They might be staying open. 303-713-7600. I am curious what you're doing today. Where are you working? What are you doing? I actually saw an article about a member of Air America. Really ticked me off. Made me really upset. And I'll tell you what that is a little bit later. Steve Irwin has passed away, the crocodile hunter. Any thoughts about Steve Irwin? I thought he was a great guy. Thought he was awesome. It's sad to me, for sure. CNN this morning, and by the way, Soledad O'Brien, easy on the eyes. Well, that's not news, but it's I'm being reminded of it as I'm just watching her this morning. All right, Soledad. I'm almost did they have to slim her down like Katie Couric? No, we can watch her because she's already skinny. Katie Couric, I don't know. She needs to lose like 20. I don't know if I can trust her. Opium is in the news in Afghanistan. And that's a big battle we have in terms of our war on terror is trying to get rid of the Taliban. But they're thriving. They're thriving on opium production. And we'll get you the full story here in a second. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. The lines are wide open. Love to talk to you this morning about your thoughts, about anything. Like to catch up with what you're doing, what you're all about. If you have to work on this day, why? If you're a paycheck away from absolute catastrophe, or are you doing all right? I mean, part of me was like, well, somebody's doing okay as I'm watching these $100,000 motorhomes and thousands of dollars of jet skis and gas and everything over this weekend. I'm like, well, somebody's doing all right, somehow. Jim in Wyoming, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great.
So, you want to know what I'm doing today?
I do. Well, I'm curious if you're working.
Well, yeah, I'm kind of working.
Okay. Doing what?
Well, I'm doing geology today, geology and paleontology.
Well, that is fascinating. Well, you've digging up some dinosaurs there in Wyoming, or
well, yeah, I can dig up some dinosaurs, but mostly I'm looking for mammals.
Okay.
And that's what I do for a living, and so I've been doing all week. And since it's my day off, I'm going to go down to another locality that I know about and find some more.
See, Jim, you're very lucky. I can tell this already because you love what you do, don't you?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
And it's beautiful being out here. I'm out here camped out, and it's a beautiful morning. You can watch the antelope. Yeah, a beautiful day out today.
Wow, that sounds great, Jim. Where in Wyoming are you?
Well, I'm just south of Rawlins. about 13 miles in an area in a wildlife refuge called Red Rim, or antelope habitat.
Did you always want to be a geologist? Did you want to do that even as a kid?
Well, as a kid, I had different. Well, I wanted to be an archaeologist, then I wanted to be a physicist, and then I finally settled on paleontology and geology.
And in 2006, been okay to you?
Yeah, it's been pretty good.
Well, right on.
I mean, politically, not great, but that's why I listen to 760.
Well, we'll straighten things out politically. We're on the right path here.
Yeah, I think you are.
Or the left path, however you want to say it. But
right.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600, and let's go to Ernie on a cell phone. Ernie, what do you have to say about the croc hunter?
Man, that guy, that dude is nuttier than squirrel poop. But, man, you know, he, I don't know, man. Sometimes I think he had it coming to him, you know, out there screwing with them animals. I mean, yeah, you know, he's taught a lot of kids a lot of stuff, you know, and, you know, about animals and stuff. But, man, there's just got to be a point when you got to say, man, that's it, bro. I can't do this anymore.
You know what's amazing is that the chances he would take with such dangerous animals and then...
Right.
For him to be killed in a way that hardly anybody gets killed. I mean, there's like 3 deaths in Australia, period, because of stingrays. 17 ever in the world, something like that. It's remarkable. But, you know, you're not happy about it, I assume.
No, I'm not happy about it. I mean, it's just, damn, you know, what a way to go, man. You know, doing something you love.
Yeah.
And then just, man, he must have really agitated that stingray or something, because they just don't attack you for no reason.
You know, a lot of times watching that show, it seemed that he just got lucky. Like he was lucky he didn't get snapped up by the alligator.
Right.
He was lucky the snakes didn't bite him. And
exactly.
For all of his luck, he got probably as unlucky as you possibly can get. From what I understand, you know, I'm not any kind of stingray expert.
Right.
But from what I understand is that if you get hit, you usually survive. It's just that he got hit right in the heart.
Right.
And
yeah,
that's what killed him.
That's what did it. Yeah, that's kind of cold-blooded, but I'm working today, too. So.
What are you doing, Ernie?
I deliver bread to, like, restaurants. I'm going to, actually, BJ's restaurant right now.
What restaurant?
BJ's.
Where's BJ's?
BJ's right there on Pearl Street Mall.
Well, listen, you could drop some bread off here. I'm good for a nice little loaf.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to Whole Foods. I got a bunch of deliveries today, man. All these restaurants that are open today, you know.
How did you get in the delivery business, Ernie?
Well, I actually started back in Colorado Brake and Supply. I used to deliver brake products to big fleets of trucks, you know, like Coors and, you know, anybody that had big fleets of trucks, I would deliver brake parts to, you know, brake shoes, camshafts, compressors, you name it, for brakes, I did it, delivered it, started there. I like it a lot because I'm out on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I, you know, meet a lot of different people. You know, I go all the way up to Cheyenne now, you know, so I go all the way up to Cheyenne, you know, I mean, it passes the day real quick, you know, I mean, I cooked for like 9 years, I just couldn't do it anymore, just being inside, just not what I want to do, you know, I'd rather be outside, you know, enjoying the weather and seeing the people and, you know, a bunch of hot ladies and, you know, you know, standard day, you know. Standard day.
Ernie, it sounds like you're happy with what you're doing, and I think that's the key. I don't know if that's what you wanted to do when you were younger, but it sounds like you found something that suits you.
Yeah, it's not too bad, I guess. I mean, I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, I have to be at the bakery by 5. You know, load my truck, you know, route my, you know, my system here, and I just get in the truck and go.
Ernie, are you a married fellow or are you single?
I'm happily single, but I mean, I have a girlfriend, but, you know, I'm not married, you know, but I don't plan on getting married. I mean, we're happy the way we are. I mean, she was married once. I lived with somebody for 5 years, you know. We just don't see marriage as, you know, anything that we'd want to do.
Are you going to have kids with her?
Oh, I do have. I have a daughter with the previous girlfriend. She's 9. You know, they get along great. They're, you know, they're good friends. You know, they do things together while I'm at work. You know, they go out to the pool or, you know, go shopping or whatever. But, yeah, they get along great, and, you know, we have fun, you know. So being single, you know, and but yet together, you know. So marriage, you know, nowadays, just, I don't know. Just doesn't seem like it means that much to anybody anymore. And
well, you know, it's funny because the gay marriage thing is this big issue now. It's not a big issue, but, you know, it comes up, and... And I ask you if you're married, because I kind of agree with you, Ernie. If you're not going to have kids, I don't necessarily get the point of even getting married if you're happy, to be honest with you.
Right.
Now, I will tell you this. I will tell you this. I do think, all in all, kids are better off if the parents can stay married. You know what I mean? And I'm not trying to pass judgment. I'm sorry things didn't work out with you and your girlfriend that you had a kid with. But I think overall, it'd be nice. It's the best way, probably, to be married, to have a male influence and a female influence in bringing up a kid. Do you agree with me on that?
Oh, I totally agree with you on that. I grew up from a broken home. I mean, my dad left when I was 15 years old, and I've been seeing him since.
Yeah.
You know, and I'll admit, I've had my fair share of running into the law and, you know, screwing up. I mean, I, you know, got kicked out of high school, you know. No diploma, no GED, you know. Now I'm stuck making $10 an hour.
Well, now, hold on, Ernie. You can't say you're stuck doing something when you just told me how much you love actually what you're doing.
Well, no, but wait, if I had a GED or a diploma, you know, that would make it a little more juicier for, you know, my applications.
Well, then why don't
you,
Ernie, I'll just throw it back at you. Why don't you go back and get it right now? What's stopping you?
I don't have time. I mean, I work like 12-hour days. You know, and then there's, like, the weekends that I get my daughter every other weekend.
Right.
You know, my time is totally devoted to her. I shut out my friends. I shut out, you know, my mom, my dad, my brothers, my nephews. I mean, I shut out everybody when I have my daughter.
All right, let me ask you this. If two dudes got married, how would it negatively impact you?
Oh, it wouldn't impact me nothing. I mean, whatever floats your boat. I mean, you know, if that's what you want to do, you know, that's fine. You know, you two guys want to raise a kid, that's fine. You know, there's actually a lady that lives across the street who is a lesbian, and she adopted two kids from China. So, you know, and I think that's great.
Hey, Ernie, I really appreciate your call, and it sounds like you got a pretty decent life going. It sounds like to me, Ernie, you could go back and do something about that, Gene. I know you're busy.
I know I could. I know I could.
Just, when you're dropping off that third loaf of bread today, just...
Yeah, you let me know where the studio's at, man. I'll bring you guys some freaking chocolate cheesecake.
We're down here at the tech center. Oh, look, Kelly.
Oh, you guys are at the tech center.
Kelly's 320. He wants to be 323. I could go for it. Bellevue, come on,
bring it. Come on, man. I'm already on 28th and Canyon, bro.
Cry me a river. Get your butt down here today. Come on.
No cheesecake for you guys.
303-713-7600. Hey, Jim, hang on. Got a couple questions about our fearless leader, the decider. We'll get to you next. Your calls, welcome to 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for J. Marvin, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Normally, this time of the morning, we'd be fighting traffic. Not so today. Main highway is moving well. Very quiet for you. I-25 through Denver is looking wide open, both north and southbound. 36 coming out of Boulder, hooking up to the turnpike, looking good for you, as well as C-470 around through Highlands Ranch and out to the airports, looking good. Taste of Colorado streets are closed around the Civic Center for one more day today. Just a reminder, the Heat is On campaign is also in full force. Over the limit, under arrest. AM 760 weather, mostly sunny skies for you today. Warming up, a high of 78 tonight's low, dipping down to around 50, and for tomorrow, a high of 80. It's currently 50. I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
With E-470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E-470 and Smoky Hill Road from 10 to 2.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Colorado's premier LASIK plan that gives you everything you ever wanted in a LASIK procedure at prices virtually everyone can afford. With Spivak Plus starting at only $9.95, we've got a LASIK plan for every budget. Call Spivak Vision Center today at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
I'm Angie Piccioni, and I approve this message.
Paid for and authorized by Angie Piccioni for Congress. Marilyn Musgrave doesn't think she has to play by the same rules we do. A newspaper report reveals Marilyn Musgrave rear-ended a heart transplant recipient and stroke victim. Musgrave left the scene of the accident, did not file a police report, did not immediately call the police. The newspaper story says Musgrave left the man who was in, quote, obvious pain and left the scene of the accident because she was, quote, late for work. To add insult to injury, Marilyn Musgrave was the deciding vote to cut billions in veterans funding, billions that would have paid for health care and disability payments to Iraq veterans. Marilyn Musgrave played cut and run with veterans benefits after all veterans have done for our country. All because Marilyn Musgrave caved in to Tom DeLay and the powerful politicians in Washington. Marilyn Musgrave. Cut and run. Hit and run.
Across America, cops are cracking down like never before. If you drive drunk, you'll get caught and you'll be arrested. So don't take any chances. If you're drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Drunk driving. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Man, it is a beautiful day. They were just featuring us on CNN. How do you like that? Denver, Colorado, 76 sunny, and that's going to be the worst day. It's going to get warmer and warmer. And you can go down to the Taste of Colorado. I'll pass, but you can go down there. The record-setting crowds, 325,000 people so far. No thanks. But, you know, I'm sure you could go down. It's not actually,
how do they gauge that?
I have no idea. It's not like you got to pay to get in, right?
They just have a couple. No, yeah, you just walk around.
I wish you could pay to get in. Then I'd go. It was like a couple bucks. You know, if they paid $2, I mean, that would eliminate, like, you know, that'd take out 100,000 people, I think, if you had to pay $2. 303-713-7600. It's just being shoulder to shoulder with people. It was like, let me stand in line for, you know, the alligator fried whatever. It's my three tickets for done. Where's the next one? Hey, kids, let's get on the ride that's run by the toothless guy. He looks reliable. 303-713-7600. Starry McKee in for Jay Marvin, and Jim in Loveland joins us. Good morning, Jim. It's great to have you on.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Hey, yeah, I agree with you. I'm going to just barbecue in the backyard. I'm not much into the crowds.
Oh, I hate the crowds, Jim. Drive me absolutely zonk. I can't take it. It drives me nuts. Bless everybody that wants to go down there and do that, but honestly,
some people really enjoy socializing with, you know, and
what?
Doing all that.
With all the stinky strangers all rubbing up on you, trying to get their two tickets for some sort of thing that just tastes like chicken. You know what? I think it's terrific that we have great events like that, but really, I'd pay $2 or $3, and then, you know, I'd be happier.
Maybe 50 cents. But, I want to say, it's really kind of sad. I mean, this guy, he was a lot of fun for the kids, you know, that watch these animal shows and stuff.
Steve Irwin you're talking about. Yes, just to bring people up today, because people are probably just tuning in sometimes. Steve Irwin has been killed in Australia. He was off Great Barrier Reef someplace doing some sort of documentary and got hit by a stingray to the heart and has been killed. And I'm very saddened by that. I thought Steve Irwin was a great guy.
Yeah.
I'd had no problems with him. He had his little baby by the crocodile. Who cares? It's not a big deal. He knows what he's doing.
I thought that was a little odd. But, I mean, it's kind of like a Siegfried and Roy thing. You know, all of a sudden the tiger turns around and attacks this guy.
Well, it would be something, wouldn't it, if it was a crocodile? I mean, I guess you wouldn't be that surprised, but a stingray. I mean, who?
Stingray hit him right in the right spot, I guess.
I guess so. It's very sad.
Hey, I just wanted to ask you some questions.
Sure, go for it.
And you know, just a yes or no, and then just your what you kind of base your opinion on.
All right, all right, all right.
Do you think George Bush legitimately won the 2000 election?
I don't know. I mean, did he legitimately win? I guess. I don't know. I mean, because, you know, to go down the fixing of it kind of goes down the conspiracy kook angle of things.
No. I mean, do you think he legitimately won Florida?
I don't have, I mean, what proof do you have that it was fixed? It was different? I don't know, Jim. I don't know. It was awful. It was terrible. We're suffering through the results of it. But what's the point sort of going back and looking at it now, except to try to change something in the future?
Well, because a lot of people base their opinion of him now based on that he didn't legitimately win that election. And they go back to it, so that's why I'm going back to it.
I mean, I guess you just got to accept the fact that it happened and just start. We've been trying to move on here for 6 years, and it's been painful, to say the least. But I think he legitimately won? I guess, under the laws of the United States, the answer, I guess, is yes.
Do you think that, well, and my take on it is that they should have recounted all of the counties, not just four of them. That's just my opinion. Do you think he legitimately won the 2004 election?
Yeah, yes. I mean, what proof or evidence do we have of how can we substantiate anything else?
Do you think that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone assassin?
No, of course not.
And what do you base that on?
Because it's just impossible. But I have no proof of that either, I guess, huh?
Well, yeah.
What are you getting at, Jim? You're asking me. I feel like I'm back in high school.
No, I'm not trying to. I'm trying to back you. It's just kind of a. Because it's curious to me. And I'm not trying to pin you down or anything. It's just curious to me how people form their opinions, and I think it's based on. And I'm not even directing this towards you. It's just based on, you know, my own research of all this stuff, a lot of people form their opinions based on what they see, on what they hear, and what they see.
Well, here's my, you know, it's I guess it's somewhat interesting to go back
without,
and think
without,
about
without looking into it themselves.
Yeah, but. I guess sometimes part of my problem, though, Jim, is that you have to live in the now. And we have to think about, don't stop thinking about tomorrow, is one president that was pretty good once had as a theme song. And to go back, and the only thing about going back is to try to correct things here in the future and to make things better somehow or to overcome the system. And if
how about this? What do you think we should do with Iraq?
Oh, I think we should get out, for sure. I think it's an absolute disaster. It's a civil war. It's the war on terror is other places, not in Iraq. I think the Kurds want their own country, and I think that's a pretty good damn idea.
Okay, when you say the war in Iraq, or the war on terror is in other places, where and what should we do?
Well, I don't know. I think we started off fine going to Afghanistan, but we've ignored that so much. That's a big story. What's going on now is the opium trade is so large in Afghanistan right now, Jim.
So what else is new?
That it is kind of new, though, only because it's increased 50% over the past year. So, and what the importance of that is that is how money is coming into that country. That's how things are building. That's how the Taliban is getting their. That's how they're going to make their comeback in the opium trade. And the Taliban is where this started in the first place, not Iraq, of course.
Do you think that sometimes criticizing the Bush or is it blaming him for all this kind of stuff is actually insulting the American troops that are in Afghanistan?
No, I don't think so at all.
You don't think they feel insulted?
No. I don't know how they feel about it, but I think...
Afghanistan's a failure, the Taliban's coming back, and Iraq's a failure. You don't think that affects the troops?
I don't know what affects the troops or not, but I think questioning our leaders is about the most American thing you can possibly do, and challenging them on the decision. And it's not, you know, I feel for the soldiers, and I wish they weren't in some sort of unnecessary conflict, as I firmly believe they are in Iraq right now. And I don't know what to say to that, other than the fact that I'm glad that we question our leaders. We have to.
You think if we withdrew from Iraq completely, that everything would be copacetic?
I think it would help tremendously, and I think I think because you have to let this country battle it out themselves, and I do not see the logic in letting the U.S. soldiers be in the middle of things. You know, you've asked me some great questions, Jim.
No, and I agree with you. I
got to take a break. I can put you on hold, Jim, but I got to take a quick break.
No, that's no problem. I'll let you go.
All right, brother. I appreciate the questions. You brought up some interesting points for sure.
I didn't mean to be pinning you down. And
No. I'm happy to have it.
I am sad about the crocodile guy. I mean,
I am too.
The kids are kind of going to be like, oh, God, where'd he go? You know, all right.
Thanks, Jim. 303-713-7600. Stephen Endeavor, you hang on. And the lines are wide open. It's Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin here on this Labor Day. Happy to have you along. I guess if you want some opium, and we know where to go. It's not a surprise, and it's more available than ever. Thank God. 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Getting your holiday started early and heading out on the roads early this morning, it's going to be an easy drive for you. Your only problem is going to be with Mother Nature tossing some sun glare for eastbound traffic. Checking I-25 through Denver Tech Center and into town. Traffic is very light and up north, usually very busy time of the morning for you. Southbound I-25, it's rolling along wide open and very smooth. Reminder, Taste of Colorado is going on today, so streets are closed one more day around the Civic Center. AM 760 weather, mostly sunny today, a high of 78, low tonight around 50, and for tomorrow, another nice, sunny, warm day for you, a high of 80, currently 52. I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
With E-470, you can get where you want to go fast. Cruise by the Southland Shopping Center at E-470 and Smoky Hill Road from 10 to 2.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
What I really want to say.
We're Colorado. Come to talk on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Get progressive about your career. You'll listen to AM 760. Now you can join the AM 760 sales team. AM 760 is currently accepting resumes for the position of account executive. If you're outgoing, motivated, energetic, and excited by commission-based sales, this job could be for you. Sales experience is preferred but not required. Send your resume to denverjobs@clearchannel.com today or visit clearcareers.com for additional information. Clear Channel Colorado is an equal opportunity employer.
Ladies and gentlemen, Sunday, September 24th, at the Denver Marriott City Center Hotel, 200 valuable land parcels will be sold at a gigantic public auction. Hundreds of acres will be sold in Colorado, Arizona, California, Hawaii, Montana, New Mexico, and Wyoming. Starting bids as low as $100 an acre. Imagine bidding and buying 10, 20, even 79-acre parcels for as low as a few $100 an acre. Call 800-655-5558 or visit landauction.com. And a free catalog describing every piece of land will be sent to you immediately. Almost anyone qualifies for easy financing and low down payments. Call 800-655-5558 or visit landauction.com for your free catalog. Don't miss this chance to start planning your future. Buy land at low auction prices. It's exciting and you're gonna love it.
Don't miss this gigantic land auction Sunday, September 24th at the Denver Marriott City Center Hotel, 1701 California Avenue, Denver. Call 800-655-5558.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the right way to stop them is
with Barracuda Networks, spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Networks firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Networks customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
Hey, we're the Sloan Brothers from StartupNation.com. With the new Discover business card, Discover introduces the financial tools business owners need.
It gives you more control over the day-to-day expenses of running a business. The new card comes with the
best rewards program in the industry. Flexible payment options and personalized customer service. So where do you sign up? At discoverbiz.com/tools. Or just call 1-888-DISCOVER. The Discover business card. It works.
You'll never miss another minute of the Jay Marvin Show. That's because every hour is now on AM760.net.
That internet stuff, by the way, with Jay Show, and you can go back and you can listen to it if you happen to miss it. It's fantastic. We doing that today, Kelly? Seriously? You can go back and listen to my incredible stories about Lake McConaughey anytime you want? That's incredible. Well, listen, folks, if you're just getting up now, you've missed a hell of a first hour. You want to go back to the internet and find that out. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Our phone number, 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600, and we go off to Stefan. Hey, Stefan, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Happy. What are you doing up so early, Stefan, on Labor Day?
Well, honestly, I wake up at about 3:50 every morning. I work at Starbucks. I open a store in Park Hill, so, yeah.
How's business this morning?
Well, thankfully, I don't know because I didn't have to work this morning, but I'm assuming that it's not very good because the traffic says it's non-existent.
Yeah, but you're still, are you open?
You know, they're open every day. The only day that they're not open is Christmas, so go on over to Starbucks at Glomary and Koufax and get some great coffee.
But you still, you can't, you know, it's funny about people that wake up early, and a lot of people listening now are in the same boat, is that even on your days off, you can't shake it. You're up early even though you don't have to be up early.
Exactly.
It's a wicked curse, isn't it, Stefan? It's something
else.
Well,
I'm glad I was up early enough to hear you mention something about an Air America Radio member and an article about
yeah.
that member. Was that Mike Malloy?
It wasn't Mike Malloy, and I like Mike Malloy. It was Sam Cedar.
Okay.
And here's the issue I have with Sam. I like Sam Cedar. I enjoy listening to him. But in the article, and this was in, I think, the Boston Globe, because my father sent it to me. In the article, Sam talks about how the whole article is how he sort of failed at things and he's still sort of risen up. You know, he's got a national talk show. To me, that's doing pretty good. But he's failed and he was supposed to be in the TV show According to Jim and he passed on that and that, you know, it's a big success and sort of stuff like he did a movie that had like a bomb blowing something up and they were supposed to be released on September 10th of 2001. Well, of course, that's going nowhere because of yeah. September 11th and sort of stuff yeah. like this. He sort of failed up, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And the problem I had with Sam, at the end of the article, he said, well, if this Air America thing doesn't work out, I'll just go back into the entertainment business. And to me, that typified the losing attitude of a lot of hosts, unfortunately, I think, that sometimes are on Air America. As in, if this doesn't work out, I'll go do something else.
Well, it's unfortunate because, you know, to me, in my opinion, Janine Garofalo was an amazing co-host.
Right.
And she's no longer with us. I think they had a lot of arguments. And I like Sam Cedar for the mere fact that Mike Malloy liked Sam Cedar. And Mike Malloy, in my opinion, is the big news. He was fired Friday from Air America Radio.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he was. He was just recently fired Friday. He's just as shocked as everyone else. I urge everyone listening to sign a petition because let me say this. He was the only one, and even between him and Randy Rhoads, there were not any, and I love Jay Marvin. I called on in the show for I don't know how many dozens of times, but Randy and Mike Malloy were the two people that were willing to be open to any possibility. They were not conspiracy theorists. They were people who were looking for the truth, and Mike Malloy was recently fired. It was big news. No one knew about it. He was on his way to work when someone from Airman, and this is documented, you can go to his website, you can get this documentation.
Okay.
And it's not, you know, this is not made up. So there's a petition online, and please Google Mike Malloy petition, sign the petition, get him back, because frankly, I'm sick of seeing all the real hardcore stuff that we need on this radio station because we don't have anything to counter it. We have five media companies that control everything we see and hear.
Mm-hmm.
And if that kind of influence webs itself on Air America, I don't know where
Why does Mike say he was fired?
they said it was a financial decision, but what's going to happen now is the Rachel Maddow show, and I think she has some kind of deal through The Nation magazine, which is her sponsorship. Basically, they're going to replace his show with a host who has her own sponsors, so they won't have to pay her. And, you know, frankly, that's a great financial decision for them, but it's sad for the thousands and thousands of people who were loyal listeners to Mike Molloy. He's been on radio for 20 years. And,
I am very disappointed to hear that. That's news to me, to be honest with you. And if I've been at Lake McConaughey for a couple of days, so I'm a little out of touch with certain things going on. So I was freezing my butt off in a tent Friday night. But the thing I liked about Mike is that he is a radio guy. The plan B for him is radio. And, you know, that's the type of person, and same with Jay Marvin, too, by the way. You know, you would never hear out of Jay's voice, or probably Mike Molloy, if it didn't work out, I'd just go into something completely different as in a que sera, sera sort of attitude. Mm-hmm. In my opinion, the Air American Network needs, you know, I love Al Franken, I really do. But when I see Al Franken on the David Letterman show talking about basically running for Senate in Minnesota, I got to admit, I feel a bit betrayed.
I'm there with you. I'm there. I think Air, and I'm not going to be very popular. Look at Randy Rhoads. She is radio. She's embedded with radio. She loves what she does. She considers her position the most apt position to do and affect the change that she wants to make in her life. I think she's a maverick. And look, but I agree with you. Look at Al Franken. I can't even listen to his show anymore. When the whole Israeli-Palestinian conflict was going, his critical thinking skills went out the door. He was completely on the side of the, you know, and I don't think, first of all, picking sides in that situation was an intelligent idea. And if you're a critical thinker, you're not going to pick sides before you look at the facts, which is exactly, for example, I have to say, the thing about the 2000 election. I was listening earlier. There are reported articles in the New York Times that re-looked over the votes, and it was proven that George Bush did not legally win the election in Florida. And if the Supreme Court hadn't voted him in office, those activist judges, you know, if they hadn't voted him in office, he wouldn't be our current dictator.
Well, listen, I got you, and I feel your pain, as was once said, but what are you going to do about it now except try to straighten things out here in the future? And
well,
I got to admit, sometimes when I hear... and it does come off kind of conspiracy-like, go on and on and on about it, I'm just like, well, okay, right.
It's weird.
But now what?
People are so blasé about it. That is so weird. There's a president who's sitting in office who was not, okay, first of all, he wasn't elected. Secondly, he's getting away with things that he's getting away with, and when people like me talk about it, it sounds bent up and all conspiracy theorist-like, because everyone else is like in this Orwellian nightmare, just kind of taking their soma pill, and that's not from 1984, but that's from a different book. But still, everyone else is kind of like, you know, living their life in the now and in the present, like you said, which is fine, and I'm sure it's good for your personal life. But what about your entitlement to democracy? What about? I mean,
well, because I'll do what I can do next time around to try not to make it happen.
But I just can't
sit back here and you know, frankly, cry about something to a certain degree when nobody's happy with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to stick up for the man in any. God, I hope you're not interpreting it like that.
No. I'm interpreting it like it's kind of interesting. To me, it's not interesting. I'm just going to say it frankly. It's been disgusting to be someone. I'm 20 years old, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I frankly didn't like politics until all this stuff happened. But at least my mind, I was still, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but frankly, dear God, we went into a war, a preemptive strike, unprecedented in American history, and people can just take that and bite it, and when we don't find weapons of mass destruction, you're you know, a lunatic if you, you know, it's just...
Stefan, you're getting all wound up, and I appreciate your passion for sure, and it's, you got to take things one step at a time. And we have to focus, if we're going to focus on anything, and doing things right here in the election cycle coming up here, and do the best you can for where you can affect change the most here in your own district, your own town, your own state, and sort of take it from there. And your course, and it's great to have AM 760 because you can throw out your opinions and you have an open forum to do so even on a holiday. And thank goodness for that. But it doesn't mean we have to drown ourselves in bitterness.
No. Doesn't, and that's what I think is the great thing, because emotionally responding to this evidence would be, you know, like you said, I don't know, illogical. I mean, the easiest way to short circuit logic is to react emotionally, which is the truth. But let's at least acknowledge the facts and take them at present so we can enact change in the future. And you said that yourself. So let's exist within the fact that it is factually and supported by evidence that he was not elected into office. Now, this is a liberal radio network. If we can't start from that premise on this network, then we got some big problems.
Stefan, I think we're drinking the same latte, but we're perhaps stirring it with a different straw. But that's okay. I appreciate the call.
I love you, man. Thank you.
All right,
you.
Brother. Take it easy. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. Back with why Bill Ritter can't stand up for himself and what kind of problems that's going to present after the news at the top of the hour. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you the person we all know is the strongest candidate in this race.
Thank you, thank you. I'm glad you all invited me here today. The fact is, I really have nothing to say, except...
I'm handsome, I'm funny, I tell a good joke. I'll hug you, I'll kiss you, I don't even smoke. My family is impeccable, my past quite respectable. Vote for me assuredly, but don't ask about Social Security. Come have some pie with me.
Don't fall for the song and dance. Vote the issues, not just the personality. Find out where the candidates stand on health care reform and Social Security. Learn where they stand on the issues that will affect you long after the voting booths close. And then make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844. And get your AARP Voter's Guide. Paid for by AARP.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Television fans knew him as the Crocodile Hunter.
She sunk her teeth deep into me leg. What a drama.
Colorville TV host Steve Irwin has been killed working on an underwater documentary off Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Irwin died when a stingray punctured his heart. He was 44. Irwin built his reputation on dangerous encounters with wild animals. Jennifer Donovan with the Tacoma Zoo says there was a method to the madness.
In order to have people learn, you have to make it fun. That's how people learn. That's why animals learn through play. And it's the same thing, I think, for us. And as long as you make that learning fun, and he clearly did that, you inspire people and heighten that awareness.
His producer calls Irwin a great wildlife icon. To millions of Americans, Labor Day means one last chance for some fun in the sun. KYW's Tony Hansen tells us the weather seems to be cooperating in Wildwood at the Jersey Shore.
There are quite a few people out trying to make the most of what is really a great weather day here at the shore. People out, I'm looking now, are riding bikes on the boardwalk, riding surreys, walking with their children, just having a really great morning to end the season.
The politicians with an eye on this year's election for control of Congress, Labor Day is the time to get serious about the campaign.
I'm Mark Knoller at the White House. To make the case that the economy is strong, President Bush delivers a Labor Day address at the Maritime Training Center of the Seafarers Union, even though it's a member of the AFL-CIO, which routinely denounces Mr. Bush's economic policies as out of touch with the needs of working families.
Overseas, a man with a gun opened fire on tourists at Jordan's Roman amphitheater, killing a British man and wounding six other people. CBS's Kristen Gillespie in Amman tells us how the shooting spree ended.
Jordanians pounced on the gunman who, even though he was continuing to fire, injured one of the Jordanians trying to stop him from shooting the tourists. Employees of a municipal building just next door to where the firing took place ran outside to stop the killer. Even a street sweeper who was sweeping nearby took his broom and started pounding the gunman on the head.
Mexico's top electoral court will meet tomorrow to hand down a final ruling on July's disputed presidential election. The court has already thrown out claims of widespread fraud. It's expected to declare conservative Felipe Calderon the winner over left-wing candidate Manuel Andres Lopez Obrador. Here at home, what's left of Hurricane John will make this a soggy Labor Day across parts of the Southwest.
The effects of John are continuing. There's still a lot of moisture that is accompanying the system, and that moisture has spread pretty far northeastward from where the storm is and is affecting parts of southern Arizona, southern New Mexico, western Texas, and into northern and central Texas.
National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec. This is CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. They say they're fed up with Congress not acting, so Boulder County Democrats are going to do what they can to get a boost in the minimum wage. They're rallying Monday in Boulder in Longmont's Roosevelt Park shelter and believe a Colorado measure will help workers.
Here in Colorado, we can show with 42 that we want to increase the minimum wage here in Colorado because Washington hasn't taken the initiative yet, and this is going to show Washington that we're doing it ourselves here in Colorado. We're giving Colorado a raise. We'd like to see America get a raise, too.
Jonathan Singer with Boulder Democrats says the minimum wage hasn't been raised in years. It's currently at $5.15 an hour. Rally starts today at 4 at Long's Peak Avenue in Longmont. Fire investigators starting their search for the cause of a house fire in Boulder County on Long's Peak Drive. Firefighter Don Whitmore described what family members saw when they came home to see what was left of their home.
Yeah, they drove out on scene, and as you could imagine, they're devastated, shocked. So it's a pretty sad deal for anybody going through this.
Crews are now in the mop-up mode. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Shannon Stone with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Main highway is moving incredibly well for you this morning on this Labor Day. Wide open for you. Only problem is going to be some sun glare. Mother Nature not cooperating with our Labor Day. So eastbound traffic going to be squinting just a little bit. Checking I-25 through the Denver Tech Center into town. It's looking good. Traffic very light for you across C-470 and Highlands Ranch. Also southbound I-25 coming out of Thornton. Looking very good for you this morning as well. Reminder, this is the last day for Taste of Colorado. Streets are closed down around the Civic Center. AM 760 weather, mostly sunny today, a high of 78, tonight low around 50, and for tomorrow, back up warm again, high around 80 degrees. Currently 55, I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Paying too much for insurance? InsureMe.com can help you lower your rates by shopping your insurance for you. Compare fast, free quotes from local agents and find the right policy for you. Go to InsureMe.com or call 1-800-INSURE-ME and lower your rates today.
Rockies fans, come out and show your support of the home team before the season is over. Get your tickets today at Coors Field, Rockies Dugout Stores, King Soopers, 1-800-388-ROCK, or online at ColoradoRockies.com.
Put your business on the radio. Buy our unsold commercials and save. Visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from several radio stations you think your customers are listening to. Visit CustomersAreListening.com now. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Could be wrong.
Hey, it's Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin. It's 8:06, 76, sunny, beautiful day today. Gorgeous day in Colorado. Are we lucky to live in this state or what? That's why I couldn't believe I was leaving the state for a couple days for a vacation to Lake McConaughey. But I'd never been there before, but boy, it was fun. Good redneck fun. I mean, expensive redneck fun. But, I mean, you know, let's face it, when you drive anything that pay, you know, it's cost more than a house onto a beach with no plan on getting it out except to pay a tractor to get it off. It's kind of redneck, but it's fun. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to be snooty. I'm just surprised. I grew up on the East Coast where, Northeast. Tons of beaches. Take boats there. Just think of driving your RV 3 inches from the water to me is just like, it's like a lunatic, but I got to admit, I loved every second of it. It was great.
Now, did anybody get stuck when you were up there?
Oh, yeah. The tractors, and I guess it's $35 a pull.
Yeah.
We're taking, not a lot, because people were, they left it there. I bet today is the big pullout day. But like I said, once you set up, there's not a lot to do, although people are looking for things to do. So when somebody got stuck, it was like Christmas. It was like, hey, the beers and the cigarettes and, it's like, hey, look at that, somebody's stuck. And then everybody would sort of saunter over. Nobody moves too quick, but everybody sort of saunters over and has a good old time watching the tractor pull somebody out. It's fun. It's about the most fun you can do. I mean, I've been doing the, I've done the four-wheeling thing, kind of. I mean, I've been a participant. That was, that's Colorado goofy redneck fun right there. It's when you gather a large group of people and a truck tries to get up a hill that it's really not supposed to get up and it breaks. Wahoo! Or even better, of course, I'm intimately familiar with driving something in the mud and getting it stuck, yes. And then trying to pull it out. And unfortunately, I'm also familiar with being arrested and ending up in the Boulder lockup next to John Mark Carr. I didn't do it either. It was funny getting locked up in by the Boulder cops for a couple days. And I was like, oh, yeah, I was there. They're showing John Mark Carr going in where he was going in. And, oh, yeah. Been there. Done that. Is he still there, by the way? Is he still... has he left? Do we care? You know, I thought he did it. I got to admit, I was one of those dopes that actually, I really thought he did it. I didn't think the Boulder DA could be that incompetent. I was surprised. And I know I should have known better, but I did not think you could be that stupid. Didn't think it was humanly possible. Because why wouldn't you just leave him in California? You know what I mean? If you don't have the DNA. He was there. He's in trouble there. Why bring him here? What was the point? You couldn't get a DNA sample in California? I got it that Thailand didn't want him. He's a creep. I get that. And it's their country. They can throw out whoever they want to throw out of their own country. But why would we bring him to Colorado? Oh, I was with the SBTC stuff. Oh, man. I thought that was great stuff. I was a big conspiracy guy. I hate the conspiracies with the president and all the election stuff, right? The 2000 stuff, but I was all over the SBTC. I shall be the conqueror. Let me throw my nine-sided die in my Dungeons & Dragons game because I have embraced a motto that I will keep for me for the rest of my life. Creep. But, then again, we've got the Boulder DA. So, creep incompetent. Creep incompetent. Way up. 303-713-7600. That's been your JonBenet moment. Hope you liked it. 303-713-7600. All right, here's what I want to ask you. What's with the hating on the gays? What is it? I saw, and I was a little bit critical of Al Franken, but I do love Al Franken. I really do. When he's on, it's really terrific, and what he's brought to this network and these stations is fantastic. I'm more disappointed than anything to see him. You know, to me, it looks like he's lining up to leave in terms of running for Senate, Minnesota. But I saw him on David Letterman the other night. And they got on to gay marriage, and it was very funny. His point was, you know, he's been with his wife for years and years and years. I've been with my wife we've been married 12 years, coming up here in 2 weeks, and together for 17 or 18 years together. So I definitely identify with this. And I'm only 37. I got together with her. I always tell my wife, I really wish I met you when I was 30. But anyways, you know, he says if he saw two, you know, gay guys walking down the street and they were holding hands. I mean, and they had wedding bands on. You know, would he stop and say to his wife, you know what? That's a better idea. That's what I'd like to be doing. No, of course not. Because there's absolutely, absolutely nothing about gay marriage that will negatively impact heterosexual couples. Nothing. Zero. It won't have... I dare you. I dare anybody to tell me how two gay people getting married could possibly affect their relationship or society in general. It does not matter. 303-713-7600. And, you know, I know I'm probably preaching to the choir here, but it is astounding to me that there is such resistance to gay marriage, period. First of all, it's almost an irrelevant issue, all in all, except for the fact that it affects a low minority of people here. But so what if they want to get married? Just let them do it. And here in Colorado, we're going to have to, you know, face that issue with... It's just so disappointing to me that politicians can't say that, even though they might think it. And Bill Ritter was sort of waffling left and right about... Now, if you're a Republican, it's easy to hate the gays. I mean, that's just... it's a no-brainer. And to me, that's what it is. It's just hatred of people that are different. And, you know, it's these whack jobs, like Focus on the Family, that get all in an uproar about it. Oh, they love it. They love it. And the only thing that it does is, unfortunately... when they bring it up, it's just to bring more conservatives to the polls anyways, to get them to vote for who they want them to vote for, period. We can't say gay marriage is okay. It's ridiculous. It's absurd. It has absolutely zero negative effect, or would it have any negative effect? And it's a shame that Bill Ritter, who if you really asked him about it, would probably say, no, I don't care if gay people got married or not, really. It's a shame that he just can't come out and say that, and he says one thing, and oh, I got to hedge that, now I got to release a statement because it's not really what I meant, and, you know, you just can't be honest about it, apparently. I don't know why it's okay to hate gay people, but apparently it still is. Marty on the cell phone, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Marty.
Hi.
Hey.
I think I know what the issue is with folks who don't want gay marriage. They have the whole attitude that there's not enough to go around. they want tax cuts for themselves, but not for anyone else.
Right.
They want profits for the corporation, but not higher wages for the people. It's a whole mentality. It's not that they're really against gay marriage, but they don't understand marriage because matrimony is a sacramental thing that churches do, and that's between man and woman. But marriage is a contract with the state that says that I can own property in common with another person, which, you know, happens in my case to be a woman. But yeah, I just don't understand why they're so selfish and they just don't want to share things. That's what it amounts to.
It's remarkable. Marty, where do you live? What town do you live in?
I live in Wheat Ridge.
Wheat Ridge, beautiful Wheat Ridge. I play all sorts of baseball games over there at Anderson Park. Okay, in your lovely life in Wheat Ridge, if there were two women who were married that lived, let's say they live next to you. They're right there next to you and they're married, Marty.
Yep.
Can you imagine any possible way that will negatively affect you?
They're the women down the street who have the well-behaved kids. And therefore, my kids have to behave better.
Well, negatively affect you, Marty, is where it's of. I know, like I just said, I'm preaching to the choir here a little bit, but I just can't imagine what negative impact it would have.
We complain about promiscuity, and yet, you know, we got people who want to be in a committed relationship, and we tell them no. Makes no sense.
First of all, I don't think anybody should get married unless they want to have. I see these people getting married and they don't want to have kids. I'm like, why are you even bothering getting married? Just like live together. But if you want to get married and come suffer through marriage, I mean. Marriage can be great. I don't mean to get on marriage too bad, but I just can't imagine why anybody would be against it. That's all I guess.
Well, I differ with you because I'm very traditional, and I don't believe that people should live together. I think they should have the benefit of marriage. You know, for one, it protects their property. I had two straight friends that were engaged. He died of a heart attack 2 weeks before the wedding, and his family came up and swept up everything that they had in the house where they lived together, and she had no recourse.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's terrible.
So, you know, we need protection for people who are engaged and who live together. This is not a matter of procreating and living together and having sex. This is a matter of property rights, and it's protected under the Constitution and should be protected better.
Well, that's romantic, Marty.
Well, I've been married just over 38 years, I bring home a rose or a candy bar or something every month on the anniversary to keep the romance alive. But we're not threatened by any two people who want to be
joined together and in a committed relationship.
Thank you, Marty. I appreciate the call. More with you and me. Darren McKee in for J. Marvin.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
You asked for it. Now you're getting it. A third show has been added. Comedy Central Live presents Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. September 14th, live at the Buell Theater. Carlos Mencia.
My brother, I am so proud of you. The Winter Olympics? We've sent two black people to the Winter Olympics. Only two. And both of those brothers came back with gold. That's right, I said it. I said it. When we send black people to places where they have bling, they come back with it.
Tickets for show number 3 on September 14th are on sale now and going fast at all Ticketmaster locations, the Buell Theater box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 303-830-DIXS. Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. Show number 3 now added for September 14th.
Distributed Generation Systems reminds listeners that when dealing with breast cancer, early detection is the key to survival. If you don't find it, you can't fight it. Your basic knowledge and awareness are vital to detection. Know the symptoms, warning signs, and what to feel and look for during self-exams. If you're unsure, talk with your healthcare provider about setting up a breast health program. This is from Distributed Generation Systems in Lakewood. Again, that's Distributed Generation Systems, taking the time to care about the well-being of our community.
Homeowners, if you want to spend less on your bills, spend a few minutes on the phone with Quicken Loans at 800-720-4833. You can cut your mortgage payment up to 35% and save more of your money in 2006. Call Quicken Loans now to cut your mortgage payment up to 35%. 800-720-4833. Call now while rates are low. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. That's Quicken Loans, 800-720-4833.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call Rapid Tabs, 1-800-640-9134.
Grease up those bike gears and get ready to ride with the bus. Join AM 760 Progressive Talk on Sunday, September 10th for the 4th Annual Buffalo Bicycle Classic. Choose from 5 different routes through scenic Boulder and Larimer County. And enjoy a post-race celebration, including entertainment and a pasta buffet. Proceeds raised will benefit the University of Colorado College of Arts and Sciences Scholarship Fund. For more information and race day details, log on to AM760.net. It's J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Progressive Talk.
It's Darren McKee in for J. Marvin. 303-713-7600. AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm very happy to be here. And working on Labor Day. I don't know if you're happy to be working on Labor Day. You're probably up and about doing other stuff now, and it's my pleasure to be on. I'm so happy that you're listening. Feel free to call in about anything you want to talk about. I know that Jay does open phones on Friday, and we'll do a version of that as well. Things that have caught my attention is that, you know, Bill Ritter, who's running against Bob Oprah. See, it's easy just to be against gay people if you're a Republican. In fact, it's almost expected. But it's more difficult, of course, when you're, I guess, a Democrat, because hating people doesn't come naturally to you. And we have a situation here where you might want to talk about contracts or health care, or I don't know. I'm not exactly sure what the people, except for the religious wingnuts, have a problem with same-sex marriage. Now, everybody does. I mean, it's just the gay people are just absolutely brutally picked on, as if any kind of gay marriage would negatively impact you. It's a joke. Whether or not you're in a happy relationship, if you're or married, or you're in gay, or whatever. I mean, how could it possibly negatively impact you? But still, Bill Ritter, who's a Democrat and running for governor against Bob Oprey, can't come out and say it. He can't. He kind of came close, sort of. Saturday, Bill Ritter told the Denver Post editorial board he would support changing the state's statute that defines marriage. He issued a statement clarifying that he believes marriage is between a man and a woman. I mean, I've heard John Kerry go on about this too. Because why? Well, two ladies can't get married, two guys can't get married. What would possibly happen to society? Where would everything go wrong? Last month, of course, it's easy to dislike gay people if you're Republican. Goes in line with things. Bob Beaupre's campaign clarified its own stance last month, correcting a 5280 magazine article that paraphrased Beaupre saying he is okay with same-sex unions. Well, come on now, that can't be the case. Instead, the Republican said he supports the ability of all people to enter into contractual agreements. You know, it's trying to, I don't know who they're worried about offending, I guess. I mean, who out there, who's a Democrat? I'd like to hear that. Are there any Democrats out there? Are you there? You're a Democrat and you're offended by same-sex marriage. Do you exist? Ah, boy, I'd love to hear from you. I'm a Democrat and I oppose same-sex marriage. 303-713-7600. My guess is that you're really not out there, to be honest with you, because I don't think you're out there in droves anyways. I mean, I guess Bill Ritter's point is that there's some Republicans he can attract, I guess, if he comes out and just says he's not in favor of it. It's the hypocrisy you get because of your religion that I know John Kerry had to deal with that for sure. You know, because he's trying to be a Catholic and, you know, still be progressive when it comes to, well, gay rights and abortion and those type of things. You just can't be honest. 303-713-7600 is the number. Darren McKinney in for Jay Marvin. 303-713-7600. I don't quite get it. We're going to have some ballot items to deal with this year in Colorado, as there'll be a vote to amend the state constitution banning same-sex marriage. It's happened already in 20 states. The irony, or I don't know the irony, but this is just what's great about Colorado, is that we go all over the place with things. Colorado voters will also consider a rival measure that would legalize civil unions, even if the marriage ban passes. Oh, you gotta love Colorado. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jason in Aurora. Jason, it's good to have you on. What do you have to say, Jason?
Well, I don't think that Bill Ritter is trying to get any Republican votes. I think it's more the issue of the moderates, and in general, people are, you know, even moderate Democrats, especially if they're church-going, tend to, have something at the back of their mind or back of their heart that tells them that, you know, gay marriage isn't right.
Well, what about you, Jason?
I don't have a problem with it at all.
Okay. Well, what kind of Democrat would you consider yourself?
I'm pretty darn liberal. I'm pretty much, you know, I don't know. At this point in time, I used to be fairly moderate. I grew up in Kansas, but after what's been going on lately with the Republicans pulling things further and further to the right. I've had to go further and further to the left, basically just to feel like I'm even in a world of sanity.
Here's the hook here, because this is almost an absolute non-issue. Who cares, right? And to make a constitutional amendment about it, to me, it's just ridiculous. But what it does is it brings more concern. This is what the whack job Christians want anyways, because they want to push their moral agenda on everybody. This will bring more conservatives to the polls for this, you know, silly issue.
Well, that's the thing, is that the church-going folks are the ones who vote these days. It's the opposite of the Nixon era when they had the silent majority. Now the silent majority is not the church-going folks. It's everybody else.
Mm.
And so basically, I mean, they've succeeded in the last two major elections by pandering to the far right.
That's right. We go with guns, gays.
Far right.
Yeah. We get it all going on. I was out at my white trash fun at Lake McConaughey having a great time, and there's a guy comes up, and he's a hunter. He's a Democrat, but he's a hunter. And his problem was, you know, he said it, Hillary's going to take away my guns. I'm like, Hillary's not going to take away your guns. I'm not going to do that. But that's the impression. And that's what gets everybody riled up. Oh, I hate it. Hate it. Let's go to John in Brush, beautiful Brush, Colorado. Hey, John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Hey, before I get into the marriage thing, I just want to take exception about he's a Democrat, but he's a hunter. There's a lot of Democrat hunters. There's a lot of Democrat gun owners out there. I'm one.
Not good for you. I don't have any problem. But John, don't think Hillary's not going to take your guns. Listen, and
I'm not worried about Hillary.
I'm not even like for Hillary, to be quite honest with you, because I still resent the fact that she hasn't come out and said she made a mistake about her vote in Iraq.
Yeah, would not be my first choice.
Me neither. Me neither, John. But she ain't taking away your guns either if she gets the nomination. But go ahead.
I spent 20 years as a Lutheran pastor.
Okay.
And I'm really bothered by the whole thing about marriage. In some senses, I agree with the conservatives that marriage is about a man and a woman. It is about intended to be about family. It's intended to be about children. It's intended to be about this, whatever we want to call it. I think that's what marriage is, and I'm sure that definition is changing and going to continue to change. The difficulty that we have is that, you know, a couple of hundred years ago, the government got into bed with the church and has created the nightmare we now have. I think that marriage belongs to the church. It doesn't belong to the world. It doesn't belong to the church.
All right, but John, let me ask you this. Do you think people who aren't religious have a right to be married? Not religious have a right to be married.
Well, again, if I start with my definition that marriage belongs to church,
right,
then people who are not religious have to go find a place to be married.
Well, you can just do that with the state, though, John. I mean,
then it's not marriage.
Really? So two people who don't do some sort of official religious type of thing, in your eyes, can't officially be married.
They can, because that's what happens in the society. But if marriage is considered a religious rite in the same way that baptism is, two people who are not religious, or let's say two people have a child that are not religious, want to get their child baptized, where do they go to get their child baptized?
Maybe they don't care about getting their child baptized.
Okay, no, but then they, you know, why do they care about being married in a religious sense if they're not religious?
Well, because some people may view religion or a marriage not in religious context. Now, you do, and I absolutely respect that, John. And believe me, in terms of how I think you should bring up children, I do think it is best. Not that it can't be done, but I do think it's best if you have a male influence and a female influence. I'm with you on that. However, I actually disagree with you, because I think people can be not religious and still be married. And frankly, the gay people can be religious. Still not a conflict. 303-713-7600. Tommy, hang on. Christine, you hang on, too. A couple open lines for you. 303-713-7600. Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Everybody taking it easy this morning. Main highway is going to be an easy drive for you. I-25 north and southbound wide open so far this morning. 36 out of Boulder hooking up to the turnpike. Easy driving for you as well as heading into the mountains. I-70 westbound looks great. One problem to tell you about. It's off the highway just to the east side of Pinney Boulevard. Airport and 40th, there's an accident there. Streets remain closed today around the Civic Center downtown for the last day of the Taste of Colorado. AM-760 weather, mostly sunny skies. A high today of 78, low tonight around 50 for tomorrow. Warming up, a high of 80. Currently 54. I'm Shannon Stone, AM-760, Progressive Traffic.
Gas prices got you down? Join the Ride Smart Thursdays movement and bypass the pump. Pledge to commute differently.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to get done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You want me to sing along to this? Because I can.
Early.
Oh, wait. Does it kick into the actual thing, or is it just a...
It should start right here. Early. It's killing me.
Hey, it's Darren McKee.
In for J. Marvin, AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600.
After the news up at the top of the hour, I think I want to do something kind of fun here, and that is put it out to you. If you were in charge of this radio station, what would you do? It's kind of like you do this sometimes with sports. If you were like a fantasy, let's say you're a fantasy radio person, and I assume you're a fan of the station or you're at least compelled by it. What would you do if you had to do, if you were in charge, what would you do? What would you like to hear about? What would you like to talk about? What would you like different? What do you like already? I'm curious to get your opinion. We'll do that for a little bit. Plus, we'll cover the rest of the news happening today. I think it's terrible that Bill Ritter just can't come out and say he's, you know, for gay marriage. And whether he is or not, I don't know. But he has to couch his opinion because it's okay to hate gay people. I we just heard from a Democrat who's a Lutheran minister, and he says that he doesn't like gay marriage. He opposes it for the religious background that he has, but he's still a Democrat. Okay, fine. But I challenge you to tell me, and he couldn't, what exactly two gay people being married, how that would negatively affect him or society. And until somebody can convince me that it does have any kind of negative impact and how that would actually happen, then I guess I'm going to say it wouldn't be that big of a deal. 303-713-7600, and we go to Tommy in Denver. Tommy, it's great to have you on AM 760. Good morning.
What's up, Darren? I got a question. Are you got any kids?
I do. I have two kids. I have a six-year-old and a four-year-old. Two boys. Got it right twice.
Okay, right. Let's say your six-year-old boy, does he have any friends?
My six-year-old boy does have friends, and I can prove that because he has been invited to a birthday party later today.
All right, cool. Okay, check this out. Let's say you had a couple, like the daughter, you say a gay couple, right? Let's say, like, you know, two men, right?
Two men, yes.
Now, I ain't got nothing against, you know, gay marriage myself.
You know what? I'll use two men. I'll use my Uncle Joe and his lover, Noelle, who have been together for 30-something years. So let's use that because I know those guys.
Cool. All right. Right on. Okay.
All right. So we're talking about Joe and Noelle.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, let's say your friend brings on one of his friends one day, right?
Yeah.
You know, in the backyard playing, you know. And most parents like, you know, checking on their kids sometimes. See how they're doing, right?
Yeah.
Let's say one time you check on your kids, right? Your son, him and his friend are tongue kissing like your uncle and his friend. Would you object to that?
So you're saying that my uncle and his lover, Noelle, would be openly tongue kissing each other in front of my kids?
Well, not just them. Let's say somebody else, like, you know, walk down the street.
So, okay, all right, Tommy, I'm going with you here. Say there's a gay pride parade, okay, and I'm being open and liberal and the whole thing, and I take my kids to the gay pride parade, right, and there's two guys making out, and all of a sudden my six-year-old son decides to make out with his six-year-old buddy. And that's what you're saying would be the negative influence of it. You know what happens with kids, Tommy, and I don't know if you have kids of your own. Do you have kids of your own?
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, here's what you have to do with kids. They do all sorts of things because they're kids, and they experiment in all sorts of different ways.
Kids copy adults in all kinds of ways.
Exactly. That's right. That's right. In fact, I just had an issue with my son. Now, he was trying to kiss girls, but still, he had that particular issue. And granted, there was part of me that was like, that's my boy. But there was another part of me that obviously had to be a responsible adult and say, listen, that's not appropriate. And that's the same thing I would tell him if he was kissing a girl or kissing a boy or whoever he was kissing. Because kids are influenced by adults, period. But you know who's more influential on kids, hopefully, is parents. And that's where we fall short too often, is that there's too many kids out there without parents who are telling them the right way and the wrong way to go about things. So I'm not going to allow TV or outside forces or things my kids just see to influence them without some sort of either advice or counsel from me or my wife. Okay? It's not going to happen with my kids. I'm not going to say they're going to be perfect. Of course they're not. No kids are. But it's not going to because of lack of concern or effort from my part. Now, if we want to get into the, you know, do parents just not pay attention to their kids the way they should? Well, okay. But that's not a Republican or a conservative belief. That's just a being a good parent. It sickens me when conservatives just take bringing up kids right as, like, their golden rule. It's not the way it is. You can be plain progressive and liberal and all that stuff and still bring your kids up the right way. It's not a conservative tenet to be a good parent. 303-713-7600. Let's go to Christine in Golden. Hi, Christine. You're on AM 760.
It's nice to talk with
you
again.
It's great to talk to you, Christine. It's been a while. What's going on?
Oh, been pretty busy, getting quite involved in politics myself and running for office in 2008.
Good
so
for you, Christine. What
got
are you,
a
what
lot
are,
of plans.
What are you going to run for?
I am seeking the Libertarian Party presidential nomination.
Of the country?
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of work.
Planning a lot of travel already across the country, lining up some radio, television across the country.
Whoa.
Most especially going to the Libertarian conventions, and it's amazing. I've just been diligently working on it for the last month, and got a lot of plans.
Well, good for you, Christine. Right on. I went from
being a Democrat, and that kind of relates to your discussion today about Ritter and Beaupre and gay marriage. I used to be a Republican many, many years ago.
Right.
Then Democrat for many years, probably the majority of my adult life, and became a Libertarian this past year. And
What pushed you over to the Libertarian side of things?
I am disgusted with both Republican and Democrats, and I view them almost as the same party. This is a perfect example. Democrats are talking out of both sides of their mouth. They don't have the courage or the boldness, whether it's about gay marriage, whether it's about the war in Iraq, or imperialism in general, any of these issues, they don't just come out and state exactly what they're for. And I do believe that the reason is because, as the Republican Party is, the Democrats are tied straight to the corporate control. They're working for each other. And I want it to go to a party that really is going to focus on individual liberty. As it relates to what you're discussing about gay marriage, this is another example. Why can't he just come out and say whether he's for or against?
I don't know.
personally, you know, and as a libertarian, we really, and I do focus upon making the government as small as possible, and I believe it should not be intervening in our personal lives. But when it comes to marriage, due to the fact that in the current state, it is a contract and it is recognized by government as such in regards to taxation, insurance, you know, medical. I mean, marriage brings many privileges, responsibilities as well. Because it is recognized by the government as a legal contract, then I would want gay marriage to be recognized as such as well. I don't like the idea of government having to get into defining marriage, just like I wouldn't want it to get into defining what is love.
Yeah. But
the fact is, under the current system, with the taxes and the laws in place and property rights, I do believe that it should be recognized, and I am just disgusted with anyone who, to gain a few votes over here and not alienate themselves, won't come out and say it.
I know. It's frustrating for me, too, as a lifelong Dem, to just to see it. And it's funny, because I have quite a few friends who are libertarians,
uh-huh.
and I end up with most of my libertarian friends like, yeah, 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 and then there'll be something wacky about guns, and I'm like, hey, no,
I know,
no,
I know.
No.
But the thing about the party, as I look at the Libertarian Party, Darren,
yeah.
I am finding that about 50% of them are really serious about it as a political party, and we each have our individual differences.
Right.
I don't go for party line when whether it's Republican, Democrat, or Libertarian. I go for what I believe, and I endeavor to understand what is the truth and what really focuses on what is the most loving thing to do, and that's, you know, whether
that's
it differs
the
with
line.
The party or not. And
yep.
in terms of these people who are so afraid of homosexuality that they think it's going to challenge their marriages, you know, this is just another example of their fear and thus their hatred. There is nothing about the two men or two women who are in love with each other, sharing their lives together, that is a threat to any other couple.
No, it would be. Hey, Christine, boy, you're going to be a great politician, Christine.
Well,
I tell you,
the United States is going to be hearing about me. I got quite a few travel plans, invitations across the country, large conventions.
Well,
events.
You let me know when that's going on, and I'd love to hear how you do, Christine. I've always enjoyed talking to you. 303-713-7600. Tom dropped off. Tom, you call back if you want. Love to get you on. Eric, you are next up. Quick break. And back with your calls. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Everybody taking it easy this morning. Main Highway is going to be an easy drive for you. I-25 north and southbound wide open so far this morning. 36 out of Boulder, hooking up to the turnpike. Easy driving for you as well as heading into the mountains. I-70 westbound looks great. One problem to tell you about is off the highway just to the east side of Pena Boulevard. Airport and 40th, there's an accident there. Streets remain closed today around the Civic Center downtown for the last day of the Taste of Colorado. AM 760 weather, mostly sunny skies. A high today of 78, low tonight around 54 tomorrow. Warming up, a high of 80. Currently 54. I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor.
The voice of Deep Purple, and to many, the voice of rock and roll. Coors Light Live presents Ian Gillan. Ian Gillan, live in a rare concert appearance September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Often imitated, never duplicated. Ian Gillan in his first solo tour of the United States. A rare and up-close evening with one of the greatest rock and roll singers of all time. Ian Gillan singing his own solo material and classics from Deep Purple. Celebrate a lifetime of rock and roll with Ian Gillan. September 19th at the Gothic Theater. Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets, HOB.com or 303-830-TIXS. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK.
Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
AM 760 listeners know where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies on the Blue List include Bauhaus Doggy Daycare, Investment Protection Service, and Luis Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net today. Click on the Blue List and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon LASIK Center, Louise Aaron Attorney at Law, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can join these companies in support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Allied Insurance reminds when kids head back to school, their attention is on friends, classes, and their new lunchbox. It's a time when a persuasive stranger could easily find a youngster preoccupied. Make sure your children are using the buddy system as well as a safe route to and from school. This is from Allied Insurance, a nationwide company on your side. See your local independent agency about Allied's auto, home, and commercial insurance services. Allied Insurance, showing concern for our kids. Allied Insurance.
.303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin. 76 and sunny. Gorgeous day. It's a little REO Speedwagon you hit me with here. They just were down at the fair. Tonight. It's tonight they're at the fair.
Tonight's America.
No. Fair. No, wait. State Fair in Pueblo.
You're right. REO Speedwagon's at the fair tonight. Yeah. And then America is at the Taste of Colorado.
There you go. That makes more sense. Two things I won't be going to. I did like REO Speedwagon. They're coming to Red Rocks with Sticks, I believe, October 1st. Catch that one. A little closer than Pueblo. 303-713-7600 is the number, and we go to Eric on a cell phone. Eric, thanks for being so patient, hanging on. Go ahead. What do you got to say?
I was talking to a guy yesterday at work. A black guy, as it so happens.
What do you do that you were working on a Sunday, Eric?
Well, I'm a truck driver.
Okay. So is he another truck driver or?
Yes, it was another truck driver.
Okay.
I don't want to get real specific about the person per se, but
does him being a black guy make a difference in this?
Yes, it does in a way though, because okay. I was talking to him about different political issues. He was saying how fed up he was with the Republican administration.
Okay, okay.
Their handling of foreign policy, the way they were handling the economy,
mm-hmm.
The price of gas, et cetera, and a lot of different stuff that he was very unhappy with.
Okay.
But he's also a very religious person and had very strong views about gays, and I had the feeling, he said personally he was so fed up with politicians he didn't want to vote at all. And I'd been encouraging him, go ahead and vote. You need to express yourself, and
sure.
and we need to sort of counteract the extreme conservatism, and get more confidence in government and so on. But he said he was
going on and on about voter initiatives, and he said the one on gay rights really upset him and so on, that, you know, gays shouldn't have special rights. Not that, you know, he's such a special person in that there are a lot of people with that kind of point of view, but my observation had something to do with the fact that I've talked to Latinos, Hispanos, you know, Catholics, people who, in many cases, I think, been a traditional Democratic constituency,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and are, in many cases, I think, fallen away over some of these culture issues like gay marriage and stuff.
Oh, don't think the Republicans don't love that, please.
Yes, well, no, I'm sure it's part of the plan, really.
Right.
Unfortunately, and, you know, not to belabor the obvious, but...
And you know what? I would love to get your friend or the guy you were talking with yesterday. I'd love to ask him. Love to ask him. I don't know if you did or not. Say two guys are married. How is it going to affect you? I mean, give me an example of how that's going to bring you down, your church down, your business being a truck driver. Is it going to separate some? Is it going to create two gay guys are walking down the street? All of a sudden, what, you want to join them? I mean, you're going to split from your wife because of that? How's it?
I don't think that was so much of his concern as he just wanted to be segregated from them fundamentally, and he didn't feel, in terms of his religious views, that gay people should. That it should be described as a marriage.
Well, that
offended him. I think it offended his religiosity.
Well, that just goes to the hatred of gay people, which we've just, you know, it's...
Yeah, I personally don't agree with him, and I told him I felt that gays, you know, should have the right to civil unions or marriage. But I do have the feeling that in the long run, what we may see is that we'll see a state-by-state, as is happening, but I think we'll see state-by-state definitions of what a gay civil union is for couples, and the term marriage may not necessarily apply in every state.
Yeah.
But that we'll probably see basically the same thing, you know, arose by any other name, you know, marriage by any other name to some extent.
Well, we have a fascinating situation come up in the fall here in Colorado because we have a vote on, you know, banning it in terms of the constitutional amendment here in the state. But there's also another measure that would legalize civil unions even if the marriage ban passes, and that is Colorado for you, isn't it? I mean, that is we're one wacky state sometimes when it comes to certain things. And
I do recall years ago this was one of the first states that actually had an anti-gay rights initiative or something to that effect. No specific or unique or special civil rights accruing to gays and so on. And that took a long time to overturn in this state, as I recall.
I don't know if you caught it, but recently in the Republican nomination for Congress down in the Springs area, there was a debate about who hates gays the most between Jeff Frank, Lionel Rivera, and Doug Lamborn. Yeah. And it was like, well, he doesn't hate gays as much as I hate gays and this, that, the other thing. And that's the strategy to turn out the uber conservative vote, and maybe like friends like that you were talking about too, that somehow for whatever reason feel threatened.
It might be good to put more emphasis on the fact that these folks are really using this issue this way.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe put more emphasis on the idea of a civil union legal right. As one of your, I think you had a guest on that was discussing this, or somebody on the phone who was discussing it, and you know, the emphasis on civil rights. Legal rights for a couple without so much emphasis on even the word of marriage, you know, will probably help some of those folks think about it in a different light.
Well, I don't know why people are so strung up and uptight about it. It doesn't affect them personally, and it's just, I don't get it. You know, I'm a flunked-out Catholic, I guess, because that's how I was brought up, Irish Catholic. And then when I got a little bit older and I could make up my mind for myself, I saw the conflict in it. And it does bother me, Eric, that some people who profess to be religious or Catholic find so many exceptions to their own religion. And I find that hypocritical. If you have such conflict with the basic tenets of the religion that you're following, well, why are you following it in the first place? So, you know, I couldn't get on...
You know, when you look at all the major religions, which major religion doesn't have a whole series of conflicts inside of it one way or the other?
I don't know. So
I can't think of one. But and gay marriage in our Christian culture, or whatever you want to say, for a lot of Christian people in America, that's certainly a big issue that's creating conflict. It's creating a lot of conflict in the Episcopalian church right now because they've got, I
think, a gay bishop they've just ordained and stuff like that.
Well, I guess it's okay for Bill Ritter to be conflicted about it. And
it's going to take a while for that to shake out in the Christian culture and the Christian community one way or the other.
Yeah.
In the meantime, if gays want civil rights, and I'm not gay, but if gays really want civil rights along those lines, I think it might help to emphasize, you know, the aspect of the legal rights accruing to a couple, say, for medical benefits or property rights, and maybe not spend as much time on the idea of this is, you know, a full-blown marriage, because a lot of people are very set in the idea of how they define a marriage, as the Lutheran minister who called you up is. And to sort of run headlong into that, I think, might actually, it might take longer to get some of the actual rights if you sort of run headlong into that stone wall of their no pun intended or anything, but into the stone wall of that feeling they have that this is not really a marriage.
Thanks for the call, Eric. I my advice is just don't get suckered into it. That's what it is. It's a sucker issue, and it's hopefully, hate to see it happen when hate is the reason why decisions are made on higher levels. I don't like to see it. I hope you don't like to hear it see it. I'm Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin, back after the news. What would you do if you were in charge here? What would you do? I'm curious to get your thoughts, and I'll tell you why I came up with that in just a little bit. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
Now that the kids are grown, we want a smaller place.
We really need more room. There's a baby on the way.
I'll take a place with a garage for my new baby.
Find your perfect place. It's easy at REMAX.com. Now REMAX.com has more home listings to choose from than ever. Nobody sells more real estate than REMAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk,
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder,
and broadcasting in HD.
Season into high gear, and with a great deal at stake this year, President Bush is poised to talk up the economy in a Maryland speech shortly. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is covering and joins us live.
Nick, it's not just Labor Day, but the start of the fall political campaign that President Bush will be marking at this Maritime Training Center in Southern Maryland. He's to deliver remarks trumpeting his view that the economy is strong, that the unemployment rate continues to decline, and over 5.7 million new jobs have been created over the last 3 years. With the midterm elections just 2 months off, Mr. Bush is not shy about saying that his policies have produced 35 straight months of economic growth. Live in Piney Point, Maryland, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live in Washington. As the president makes his economic case, union leaders complain that inflation is outpacing wages.
Pocketbook issues will be top voting issues this fall.
AFL-CIO President John Sweeney says economic trends are straining many working families to the breaking point. Unions are mobilizing for a big get-out-the-vote effort focused on returning Congress to Democratic control. Republicans pledge to match that turnout drive, and they say they welcome any debate on economic issues. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
But he made his reputation as a crocodile hunter.
She's a beautiful girl, all right. Really nice.
Steve Irwin's penchant for getting up close and personal with the wilder members of the Wild Kingdom brought him fame and fortune, and it's cost him his life. Irwin died after an encounter with a stingray while he was shooting a documentary on Australia's Great Barrier Reef.
The stingray lashed with its tail, and it was just like being knocked. It wasn't the venom that caused the damage. It was actually
the sting going into his close to his heart.
Nigel Marvin knew Irwin well. He says his friend was more than a showman.
He was an amazing man and incredibly important for conservation. A whole generation of kids have grown up with him, and they love reptiles, they love snakes.
Steve Irwin was 44. So far, so good, as the countdown continues for the next space shuttle mission. Live to Cape Canaveral and CBS's Peter King.
Forecasters say there's an 80% chance of good weather at launch time Wednesday. Atlantis was on its way back indoors last week as Tropical Storm Ernesto approached, but it weakened, and NASA sent it back to the pad. Test Director Jeff Spaulding says that helped make up for lost time.
That saved us a significant portion of time, almost a day. Right there.
Live at the Kennedy Space Center, Peter King, CBS News.
You can expect plenty of company if you're flying home today. Tom Parsons of bestfares.com says the airlines made sure they put plenty of passengers in the seats for the last big weekend.
The airlines were trying their very, very best to fill up those planes at the very last minute. I think they did a pretty good job. I know our operation saw a great increase on those last minute getaways. And I do think everybody was just looking at this as the last hurrah.
This is CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. The 830-acre fire burning between Rifle and Parachute is fully contained. Smoke still hanging there. It may be several days in that process. The fire burned a house and three outbuildings after it was reported last Thursday. About 50 homes were evacuated at one point, but all evacuations have been lifted. Fire believed to have been human-caused, but it's not yet known whether it was accidental or set on purpose. A Labor Day rally being planned in Longmont today. It's an effort to draw attention to the minimum wage, which has not been raised in years.
We stand united on this issue, not because we want to divide the nation, but because we want to bring it together. And we're out there looking out for the most vulnerable people in our society because we want to see everyone do well here in America.
That's Jonathan Singer with Boulder County Democrats. The current minimum wage in Colorado is $5.15 an hour. Singer says they want it raised to $6.85. And they're campaigning for Amendment 42 to raise the wage in Colorado. Rally will happen at 4 o'clock at Longmont's Roosevelt Park shelter at 7.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD, call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Boy, I'm getting more information about Steve Irwin right now. If you have not heard the news, Steve Irwin, the crocodile hunter, was killed by a stingray today, earlier today in Australia. And, boy, it's a, that bums me out. A stingray hardly ever harms anybody, hardly ever kills anybody, very few people. And he was not, he was actually with Jacques Cousteau's son shooting a documentary called the World's Most Dangerous Animals. However, they had had inclement weather and they weren't able to do what they wanted to do, so he had a side TV project that he was doing with his daughter. And that's what he went out to do. It was supposed to be a soft, easy, relaxed piece that he was shooting with his daughter. And he floated, he was diving over a stingray, and the stingray's barb, is what it's called, came up and stuck him right in the heart, and that's what did the trick. So it was an awful, awful tragic accident, and the crocodile hunter has been killed. Very sad. I'm sure you'll hear a lot about that here in the next couple of days. Steve Irwin. 303-713-7600. The lines are open to talk about anything you want to. I'm going to ask you a little bit later if you could be in charge of this particular station. What would you like to see? What would you like to hear? What kind of things do you like already? And perhaps what would you change to make things better, in your opinion, as we take stock of things? I always like to do that on holidays. You tend to take stock of where you're at and what's going on when you have a bit of a break and how things are going. And I'd be curious to see what would you do if you were in charge of things around here. But first,
does
we go
the staff
to
qualify to put input on this?
No. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure, Kelly. We'll see how things go here today. 303-713-7600. Kevin in Larimer County, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Darren. I tell you, can I be in charge for a little bit here?
Sure, of course.
Okay, number one, I'd get you a show. Well, when do you want to talk? Later in the... I give you a weekday show, and
well, I appreciate that, Kevin. Thank you very much.
I'm looking for raises for the board operators and the disc jockeys as well. So that's where I'd start.
Kevin, you're going to be a very popular manager around here for sure.
Well, the bottom line of it is, and I want to talk about the minimum wage, which is on the ballot.
Yes.
And you know, that's important. And I know the Republicans always want to turn things in the direction of the divisive wedge issues like the gay marriage and all these other things.
Right.
But you know what's funny? They never talk about this, and I talk about this with Jay and during the week, how the fact that they, Marilyn Musgrave and Allard and all those wedge issue people, mm-hmm. never like to bring up the fact of polygamy and how they just caught that Warren Jeffs,
yeah.
and how he could be you know, someone that's very divisive with the family. And Jay even brought up the fact that when he worked in Salt Lake not too many awful years ago, mm-hmm. that there's still polygamy is alive and well in that state, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. And it seems like that would be a very big challenge to marriages, since the fact that a lot of these young girls, I know Anderson Cooper did a show on it, they're forcing these underage girls to take on older men as husbands and that type of thing.
Oh, they're raping them. They're
exactly.
abusing them. It's disgusting.
Yeah, it's statutory rape. There's all kinds of negative things going on for the family, and I never hear Musgrave or Allard bring that up, or any of the other Republicans for that matter. And then you've got, you know, a leading Republican in that state, Orrin Hatch. And, you know, how come they can't just end this tomorrow? Because those people all vote conservative. So they're willing to overlook all that in what they do. And they don't want to talk about, you know, I'd like Republicans, I wish they'd call you up and defend the reason why they don't want to raise minimum wage when Congress itself in the last 7 years has raised their wage over $30,000, and every Republican, when it was brought up the last couple times on minimum wage to increase it across the country, every Republican voted against it. It is astonishing.
There's no defense to it. It's ridiculous. The whole argument, well, it's going to bring down small businesses is absolutely absurd. It's the best way to raise people out of poverty that exists in it right now. It's just common sense, and it's the most decent thing to do for hardworking Americans. And we've got to raise the minimum wage. It's just common sense to do.
Well, Darren, every city that has done it, Santa Fe, New Mexico, Portland, Oregon, I think Oregon or Washington, one of those two states or maybe both, have a minimum wage in that state that's higher than the federal wage. And everywhere they've done studies on this where they've raised minimum wage, I think they did it in Miami as well, the economy has done better, because when you give more money to the poorest people, poorest segment of your economy, they spend everything they have, whether that be good or bad. They mostly have to out of necessity to survive. But it all comes back into the economy. They're not going to go and take that higher minimum wage, jump on a Learjet, fly over to France and spend that money. They're going to stay here, and it's going to stay in the economy.
It's going to stay in their local stores, their local grocery stores, all stuff like that. Well,
Absolutely.
Listen, we got to thank so much for the call. We have to support that here in this state where we can. That's something to be involved in for sure. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, Darren McKee in for Jay Marvin. And Nate in Denver, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Nate.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hey, I just want to bring up the fact, and I read a little bit about this in one of the editorials this weekend, but we just got to call these wedge issues what they are. And I think the left side is so, I mean, we just want to talk about it all, but... But the fact is that the righties are just using the gay marriage, the abortion, all these type issues as a wedge issue and nothing else.
Yeah,
I mean, they have control of everything.
I know.
And they've chosen to change nothing.
It's so desperate on their part, and it's such a sucker issue. And it does frustrate me when I see guys like Bill Ritter just not calling a spade a spade. And not just coming out and speaking how he honestly feels about it, and couching things and changing his things and releasing multiple statements about things is just so frustrating. It would take a brave man to come out and say how he really felt about the issue and just sort of take the slings and arrows as it would be. But I think you would find a remarkable amount of support for just being honest.
Well, and it's not just that, but it also just to come out, for him to come out and say, you know, and maybe you're right, just be honest. Come out and say, you know, I really personally don't care one way or the other. And the fact is, if you look at the Republicans' records, they don't care either. They have control of the House, the Senate, the President, basically the courts. They could have changed any law they wanted and made abortion illegal. They could have made gay marriage. You know, they could have changed that if they chose, if they wanted to make a law. They could have done anything. They've chosen to do nothing because they don't want to do anything.
Go ahead, Nate. Sorry.
They're using it as a wedge issue, and they use it to keep the ignorant stupid. And what else is it?
There's nothing. It fires up. The more conservative end of things, and it makes people who are Democrats but religious nervous, and that's absurd, and that's why I say it's a sucker issue, and hopefully people don't fall for it. That's for sure. It's almost a non-issue. I'm just disappointed that Bill Ritter specifically won't just fess up to what most people really think, that it's a non-issue, nobody really cares about it, and that it's absurd to take something to that level and make it some sort of constitutional amendment, or, oh, it's got to be a contractual thing, or this, that, the other thing. Just let it go. Let it go. John in Laramie, Wyoming, great to have you on, John. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I just wanted to point out that I think the Republicans have basically been crooks ever since 1860. I mean, they used to make shoddy shoes for Union soldiers, and they made lousy rifles, and they followed that pattern the rest of their career.
Well, that's going back some there, John.
Yeah, I like to get my criminals way back. They're basically crooks, and they've the thing is that they make their money out of human misery. They make it out of paying people nothing and making them work unbelievably long hours and cheating them on their food and, you know, just anything they can think of. We're just the prey, and they're the predators.
Well, we can't stay victim to it forever, John. We have to be able to stand up for ourselves, and I think we do a relatively fair job about that. I don't know what's going on there with the phone there, but thanks for the call, John. The lines are wide open, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, I'm throwing it out there. If you're in charge of the station, what would you do? What would you like to hear more about? What would you change? What would you keep the same? And I tell you why I brought that up. It's something that my dad sent me. Great guy, my father. Love him very much. And it set me off. It got me really upset. I was surprised I got as upset as I did about it, and I'll tell you what it is coming up. Plenty of open lines for you, 303-713-7600. Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Show has been added. Comedy Central Live presents Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. September 14th, live at the Buell Theater. Carlos Mencia.
My brother, I am so proud of you. The Winter Olympics? We've sent two black people to the Winter Olympics, only two. And both of those brothers came back with gold. That's right, I said it. When we send black people to places where they have bling, they come back with it.
Tickets for show number 3 on September 14th are on sale now and going fast. At all Ticketmaster locations, the Buell Theater box office, online at Ticketmaster.com, or charge by phone at 303-830-DIXS. Carlos Mencia, The Punisher Tour. Show number 3 now added for September 14th.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two to Las Vegas. Thunder Mountain of Denver, with the best pricing, with the best financing, and all bikes fully serviced and ready to roll. Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months. No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles with approved credit. Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos, and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Through Friday, but what's great is you can go back onto the internet and catch Jay's show. And it's really great technology. I'm so happy we're doing that. It's AM760.net, right? AM760.net. And even today, little old me is going to be up there, I guess. So if you missed what we were talking about earlier, had lengthy discussions about Lake McConaughey and the good old white trash fun that's up there. If you missed that, you can go back and listen to anything from Jay. And if he has a great guest or topic or stuff, it's great to go back and check that out. So I encourage you to do so at am760.net. Our phone number is 303-713-7600. On until 10 o'clock, and then Mr. Al Franken or the best of Al or something else will be on. I'm sure it'll be fantastic, whatever it is. Ron in Loveland, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning, Ron.
Hi, Darren. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's great to have you on.
Good. Well, it's good to talk to you. I haven't spoken to you since the Jay Benish fiasco.
Jay Benish. You know what? I was just thinking about that whole thing the other day, because wasn't that just, at the time, the biggest deal in the world? And at the time, I said, listen, this kid, just leave him alone. Let him be a kid. Because I felt he was being kind of used by the media to a certain extent. And I thought Jay Benish might have been a little bit off with what he was getting to. But he wasn't as evil as people were making him out to be. And the kid, I thought, was being completely manipulated by different people in the media. And then I got in a screaming match with his mom about, you know, exposing him to different things. And I was thinking about him the other day. It's like, was that kid really better off doing what he did and trying to get that spotlight? Or would he have just been better off just being a kid? You know what I mean? But it's so funny. Anyways, that being said, go ahead. What do you have to say, Ron?
Well, I wanted to say it's good to hear you covering for Jay. I hear you when I can on your other station there.
Sure.
And I guess what I'm getting at is you were asking, what would we change about 760 if we could?
Yeah, if you were in charge and you could do anything, what would you like to hear talked about? What would you like to hear change or remain the same? How could things become better?
Well, here's my opinion. I think there's some folks on Air America or Progressive Talk who are, you know, obviously further left than others, and some of them, one in particular, I guess, basically are so, in my opinion, so far out there that they are continually making the kind of remarks that the other side sees on, and, they can put it on their shows and say, well, this is what the left is saying about this, or this is what the left is saying about that, and make us basically sound like a bunch of, paint us all to be a bunch of wackos.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I do know what you're saying, because I think there's a certain sensibility here in Colorado, okay, that is different than, say, like the East Coast. And think I'm as progressive as the next guy, but I'm not a whack job, and I'm not a crazy person, and I've got a wife and a couple kids, and I love the outdoors, and I love living in Colorado. I love the diversity that we have here. So I got to admit, sometimes I feel uncomfortable when it goes. It seems to be like I really hate the conspiracy stuff. I really do. I'm not a fan of it. I like logic. I like facts. I like telling stories that are real. And when it gets into the wacky world, it loses me a little bit too, Ron. I think that's where you're going. If I'm not wrong.
That's exactly where I was going. And what I wanted to say was, every once in a while I hear a guy named Tom Hartman cover for. I think he fills in sometimes for Randy and sometimes for Sam Cedar.
Okay.
And you know what I mean? And the guy is so intelligent, and he just is so rooted in history and facts and just the diametrical opposite of the kind of conspiracy stuff that you're talking about. And I guess, what I would like to say is I'd like to hear more from people like that and a little less from the other, folks, who shall remain nameless.
Well, Ron, you're being so polite. It's funny that you brought up Sam Cedar, because that's sort of what got me on this in the first place. Let me preface this by saying we are so lucky to have AM 760. And I can't tell you what a thrill it is for me to actually be able to come in here every now and then. But this is, a passion. This is like a life's work. I'm happy. Thrilled, to be honest with you, to work on Labor Day. To me, it's not even work. To me, this is living out what I, when I was a kid, this is what I wanted to be doing, believe it or not, as young as like 11 and 12 years old. And the specifics of it obviously change as you get older, but I count myself incredibly lucky. My father sent me an article about Sam Cedar, and Sam's doing great for Air America, all in all. But what really bothered me was at the end of the article, he said, well, if this goes up in flames, if this goes defunct, I'll just go back into the entertainment world. Ron, I can't even tell you how much that actually bothered me. Because to me, there is no plan B, for example. It's right. This is it. This is a life's work. It's a passion. It's, and I think for guys like, you know, Jay Marvin, and other folks on Air America, for sure, that's the way it is. But boy, when I read that as if, well, if this doesn't work, then, oh, well, oh, I can't tell you how that, and that is the, that's what flames the fire of the guys like Rush Limbaugh. I am telling you, there's no plan B for him either. If we want to really be progressive, if we really want to fight back, then we have to be committed to this as if there's no alternative whatsoever. So I don't want to hear about you have another plan and you're not that disappointed if it all fails. I don't want to hear it, period. So
well, I really respect that, and I wish to God that KOA would see fit to put you on a little more and maybe balance their format a little bit. You know
well,
what I, mean?
I get my spots of sunlight every now and then, but hey, Ron, I really appreciate the call. Thanks so much. How is 2006 treating you? Are you working today? I hope not.
I am not, and
good for
I
you.
Feel pretty good. So. But back to it tomorrow.
Right on, Ron. I appreciate it. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. It's a great pleasure to be here with you today. I really do enjoy it. It's such an absolute gorgeous day. And I hope, in terms of Labor Day, you're in an all right spot. Honor the... be extra nice, too. By the way, if you're out today... and you're at a restaurant or some sort of, you know, just be a little extra polite. Perhaps leave a bigger tip than usual for people because there's a reason they're out there working today. And there's hardly anything that's actually closed, really. I mean, you know, with the way stores and everything, everything's open. Plus, you don't have to deal with the traffic to get around. It's actually a great day to be out there. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. On with you until 10 o'clock, and then I believe it's Al Franken, or at least the best of Al Franken, or somebody filling in for Al Franken. Al Franken was great the other night on with David Letterman. Yeah, that guy is so funny. He's so funny when he wants to be funny, and talking about the gay marriage and that, you know, what would gay marriage do? How would it influence him? Like, he'd be walking down the street and see two gay guys who are holding hands with wedding bands on saying to his wife of 30-something years, you know what? That's a good idea. When you look at that in a logical sense, it's not threatening anybody. It won't do anything bad to anybody, that's for sure. And Bill Ritter should just come on out and say it as far as I'm concerned. 303-713-7600. The lines are lighting up. Richard, you hang on. We'll be with you in a heartbeat, and your calls as well. We'll take a quick break as my man Kelly gets things organized here. Take a quick break and back with your phone calls at 303-713-7600. I'm Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Pretty nice drive for you on this holiday weekend. I-25 north and southbound looking good for you down through the Narrows as well as southbound. Coming out of Thornton, normally a pretty heavy drive for you. Not today. 225 through Aurora looking good as well as 6th Avenue across Lakewood. And keeping an eye on I-70 up into the mountains, it's rolling along pretty light for you. Last day for the Taste of Colorado. Streets closed around the Denver Civic Center today, and this will be the last day, so avoid a parking hassle by maybe parking at Coors Field for $5 and taking the free shuttle over. Or they do have a bike rack for you at the Colorado History Museum at 13th and Lincoln. AM 760 weather today, a lot of sunshine, a high of 78, overnight low dipping down to 50, and then for your Tuesday warming up even more, and it's going to see a high of 80 degrees. Currently 52, I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Want to save money on gas and win great prizes? Join the Ride Smart Thursdays movement. Pledge to commute.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. and those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Site, call 1-800-366-4183. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-366-4183. That's 1-800-366-4183.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning.
Progressive Talk.
It's 9:34. Darren McKee in for J. Marvin. Producer Kelly Parr is trying to give me a message here, I think, with this song. I don't know. I'm not on the highway to hell? No? Okay.
Got to mix it up with some AC/DC.
That doesn't bother me. I didn't know if you were telling me something. Kelly Parr, thank you so much for your help today. I really appreciate it. As John Turk and J. Marvin both have the day off today, and back at it tomorrow morning with you from 6 to 10 a.m. AM 760. Progressive Talk, and let's go to Richard. Richard, good morning. What's going on, Richard?
Good morning. Just getting started on working out here and heard you talking about your topic and thought I'd call in for a minute.
Well, right on. Let's hear it.
Well, you know, you're asking about what we think about AM 760, and I'm a huge Air America fan.
Yes.
I discovered the station just before the last presidential election.
Right.
Used to describe myself as an NPR addict.
Okay.
You know?
Sure.
I still listen to it some, but I spend far more time listening to Air America, trying to tell other people to listen to it.
Great.
I get to listen to it all over the country. Because I travel all over, driving across about half of the country,
okay,
and tune in everywhere I go. And I hear lots of other shows on Air America. You know, some of them are local. Some of them are people like Stephanie Miller out east that I really, really like her show.
Yep.
And the one complaint I have about our local 760 station is when they have these hour-long paid shows on the weekends.
Ah, kills you, huh?
Like for, you know, nutritional supplements and that kind of stuff, and I would love to hear more intelligent discussion, even if it's repeats of something like Stephanie Miller's show during the week. And I know there's some other weekend shows that are on, like Ring of Fire and stuff, that we do catch some of, but I'm not sure if we catch it every week. You know, it seems like sometimes they have that, and some weeks they substitute it with, and maybe they need to make the money.
Yeah, I mean, it's of course, that's why it happens.
You know, it's all about making money, you know, that's the American way.
Sure, and you got to understand, if you can't make the money, then you don't have the rest of the programming that you
right.
that you like. So it's a your criticism is valid for sure, but you have to have a balance too, and you have to
it
understand
is.
That.
And that's my one little pet peeve.
Let me address that too. Is that that's how the conservatives, by the way, are able to do what they do. Is because it does make money, and it's not just some sort of private CB radio thing. It's an enterprise to make money. And if it can't make money, then it's going to die a quick death. And we can't have that either.
No, we can't.
So, while you might find some of that annoying, I'm not necessarily trying to stick up for it, but there's reasoning behind it. It's not like you think it's the greatest thing in the world to put on, but sometimes that's just the way it is. And you just,
well, I understand that, yeah. you know. And it's not like I'm not going to quit listening to it, but when that stuff comes on, I find myself searching for something else to listen to, you know, because, I mean, there's so much great commentary out there, because, yeah. like, I'm about to go spend a week in Portland, and I get east to Columbus, Ohio, which is where I hear that Stephanie Miller show, and I just, so I get a chance to hear some of the other shows that aren't carried by the local station and enjoy them, too.
Well, I really appreciate the call, Richard, and there you go. I appreciate the call. Well, that's going to say. Let's go to Chris in Lafayette. Hey, Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning. How are things out there?
Things are fine out here. You're not that far away. Lafayette, come on now, Chris.
Well, I'm calling in today because a friend just nagged me and nagged me to see this movie, a BBC documentary. And, you know, you mentioned the whole thing.
Are you talking about the one that shows President Bush being shot and killed?
I don't know. I didn't see that. I'm calling about the Power of Nightmares.
Power of Nightmares, okay.
And I think that's a great title because it's, you know, you're talking about you don't subscribe to, you know, conspiracy theories.
I try not to.
Well, you know, the thing is that I think that is a little bit extreme. But it's kind of interesting because in actuality, we can see that, you know, this administration in power now actually does subscribe to a conspiracy theory that there is, like, this, you know, organized terrorist network that's out there to get us. You know, it's like, sure, I mean, there are terrorists out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, I mean, you think about it. You know, this movie, like, was really a revelation to me, and I recommend that everyone
Well, what's
see
the
it.
Name of it, Chris? I don't know.
It's The Power of Nightmares.
Where can we see this?
You know, you can actually Google this, and
yeah.
The BBC has a great article, which you can find. If you just Google The Power of Nightmares, you can click on the BBC, and you'll see this article about it.
Okay, Chris, we'll check it out. Power of Nightmares. Got your recommendation. Appreciate it. Christine in Fort Collins, you're on AM 760. What's happening, Christine?
Hey. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to talk to you.
I wanted to talk about something that I wish a lot of Democratic candidates would be talking about.
Okay.
And I'm hoping that people, you know, maybe they'll start raising their voices about this. Howard Dean had spoken about this in, it was after the 2004 fiasco. But it's the instant runoff voting. Do you know what I'm...
I don't. Tell me about it, Christine.
Okay. Now, I'm kind of going to be just quoting here from... it was a book that came out right
well,
after...
Well, don't do too much reading, Christine. Put it in your own words.
I promise you. It says, instant runoff voting is a system by which you vote by ranking two or three candidates in order of preference.
Okay.
When the votes are tallied, the top choice gets knocked out of the running, and the vote reverts to number two. They say so he says that if we had done this, say, in 2000, most of the people who voted for Nader would have probably... you know, had Gore as their second choice.
I would think so, yes.
Right. And so then once it became obvious in the three-way tally that Nader wasn't going to get the majority,
mm-hmm.
all the votes would have reverted, their votes would have reverted back to Gore. Now, this is used in Europe.
But I assume that's used without an electoral college system, though, Christine, right?
I'm sorry, say that again?
I assume this is being used without the electoral college.
Well, no, this was, well... This is being used in, they said, at city council elections in Cambridge, Massachusetts,
yeah.
and it was successful in San Francisco as well with a few minor glitches.
Well, listen, you'd have to throw out the Electoral College, and believe me, I'm more than happy to do that, to be honest with you.
But even if this could still be utilized along with the Electoral College.
How so?
Well, in that when people... think about if all their votes had gotten reverted over to Gore, then Colorado, for instance, would have gone completely towards Gore if all the people in Colorado who voted for Nader, their second choice was Gore.
Are you still pissed at Ralph Nader?
I am.
A little, yes. Yeah,
I'll never forget,
am.
I was in screaming matches with my folks who are up in Massachusetts, and they're like, well, we're going to vote for Ralph Nader. I'm like, you can't do that.
Well,
you can't.
I had gone over on Election Day this past, in 2004, I had gone over to CSU. They said that there were lines, like, going around down the hall, mm-hmm. hundreds of people online, and to maybe go and offer people rides to areas where there was no lines. So I did that. I went down, I walked up and down the line, and I said, I've got I can hold 9 people in my vehicle, and I took people, over to vote. I had done one group that we were going over, and I talked to them a little bit on the way about asking them who they were voting mm-hmm. for, and I had some Nader, I had Bush, and I had, of course, Kerry people.
You took people over to vote for George Bush? You didn't just immediately pull over and drop them off and say,
actually,
you're on your own?
You know what I did? I had Air America on the radio. We were driving. I didn't want to be too pushy. I didn't want to make any of these kids get nervous. You know, they didn't know who I was. You know, I'm surprised they even came along with me. But the second time that I went over, there was one guy just came over. A girl got scared off by some lady who started confronting me, trying to figure out who I was. But anyhow, on the way over there, I said, I go, not to put you on the spot, but, who are you going to vote for? And he goes, well, I think I'm really going to, I'm going to vote for Nader. And I said, look, I go, you are free to do what you want to do. I go, but, I explained, do you realize by this time doing that, what you're doing? You're basically giving a vote to Bush.
You sure are.
Well, and he came out, and, he was all smiles when he came out. I actually dropped him off home afterwards. He couldn't have had an easier voting day. But he said, I hope you feel better. I voted for Kerry.
All right, Christine.
But anyhow, just keep, your mind open to hear about, Howard Dean does speak about it. And why he doesn't have everybody talking about it, I don't know.
Well, I mean, gosh. We'll see how the election cycle works out this year, and then focus on 2008 after that. It'll come around. Keep the faith. I wouldn't drive any Republicans to vote, though, Christine, but still, keep the faith. 303-713-7600. Lines wide open. Happy to take your call for the next few minutes before we get into Al Franken or whatever's on for Al Franken, as President Bush is speaking now about how cheery the economy is. Let me give this a listen during the commercial break. Come back.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
This will be the last day, so avoid a parking hassle by maybe parking at Coors Field for $5 and taking the free shuttle over. Or they do have a bike rack for you at the Colorado History Museum at 13th and Lincoln. AM 760 weather today, a lot of sunshine, a high of 78, overnight low dipping down to 50, and then for your Tuesday warming up even more, and it's going to see a high of 80 degrees. Currently 52, I'm Shannon Stone, AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Shelter Insurance will provide you with a free auto, home, or life insurance.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low, internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation. No useless memorization and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
We're on top of it.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
High 76. Beautiful day today. Darren McKeon for Jay Marvin. Thanks so much for your calls. Still time to get on. 303-713-7600. The president is talking to a group of folks in Piney Point, Maryland about the economy and energy, and he was speaking off the top of his head, which is always somewhat dangerous and yet entertaining. And, you know, there is something about, I saw the most fascinating thing on 60 Minutes about nuclear energy and how the guy, one of the leaders from Greenpeace back in the day, is now one of the proponents of nuclear energy. And there's arguments to be made that nuclear energy is a very safe and reasonable way to go about providing an energy source. And it was fascinating to see. It's something definitely to look into. And the president was making a point of that. So I don't necessarily disagree. And then he takes that and he goes into, oh, there's somebody from in the service, and I appreciate your service. Well, we all appreciate his service. And then goes on to say it's no matter what the political rhetoric is, it's important to support the troops over in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that thing. And the reading between the lines there is this is a good war, and don't disagree with us because we have to support the troops. But supporting, I don't know how else to say it, but supporting the troops doesn't mean supporting incompetent people in the Bush administration. Supporting the troops doesn't mean that you think Donald Rumsfeld is great. Supporting the troops doesn't mean the war in Iraq was the best way to fight terrorists. Although that's clearly what he wants you to believe. And that you're an evil, bad person if you do the opposite. The most American thing to do is to question the involvement in ridiculous wars and conflicts. That's what being American is all about. Not blindly saying, well, we've just got to support the troops. So whatever you guys do, and that's fine by us. It's an insult. It's the worst of hiding behind the flag. 303-713-7600 is the phone number. And Jim, in the mountains. Where in the mountains are you, Jim?
Up in the mountains.
You want to keep that vague?
Yes.
All right. Well, good for you. I wish I was up in the mountains myself. But go ahead. What do you got to say?
I just wanted to say I'm your common laborer. It's all aspects of construction. And normally, I would never work for a company that I work for on Labor Day. But I'm working with my buddy today. Work for about 5 or 6 hours. And we can just all completely relax and chill out. We're going to play some instruments and just have a good old time.
Now, I know what that comes in the mountains, chilling out instruments. I know what you got working on there, Jimmy. I see some high times for you up in the mountains later today, buddy.
I've been changing it since I was 16 years old. And it just, we have a song that we sing, actually. It's like the Who, Behind Blue Eyes.
Sure.
No one knows what it's like to be a honky, a little donkey, working white guys.
Wow. The good times you must have up in the mountains, Jim. I tell you, that must be fantastic. Glad you're happy. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. Darren McKee, in for Jay Marvin. Appreciate all your calls today for sure. A couple more minutes. Open lines right now if you want to get on. I don't know what the plans are for the rest of the day. I hope that you find you well with your family, your friends, whatever you happen to be doing. I've got my kids going to a birthday party. Who plans a birthday party on Labor Day? I don't care. Who knows? I get to go off and... You know, dads don't go to birthday parties for the most part. I've learned that. Dads have, if they have wives, let the wives deal with that stuff. Does that sound absolutely incredibly sexist? But I've learned that that's the culture of birthday parties, thank God. Is that we're more or less allowed to do whatever we want, and the wives take care of things. Ooh, that sounds awful, but it's true. 303-713-7600. Okay, the news of the day, and it's not necessarily about politics, but it's about Steve Irwin. And if you haven't caught the news, Steve Irwin has been killed by a stingray. And that's tough news right there. You know, I went through something the other day, if I can talk about my fantastic six-year-old son, Connor. Who I'm so, so proud of in the first grade. And Connor is, well, he's into the planets. And Kelly, I'll tell you this, about Kelly, our producer here, as I'm talking, Kelly, what do you want, a cell phone? Are you making some plans? What are you doing? Yeah, I just, what are you doing? Who are you talking to? Who's got your attention more than, slightly balding, overweight Irishman sitting across from you. You got important things going on?
I don't. No. Just coaches.
Kelly coaches high school football. What team do you coach there, Kelly? We give him some props.
The Littleton Lions.
And you guys barely had a squeaker the other day. Is that right?
We had a tough one against East, but we came out on top at the end of the fourth quarter.
Not like CU dropping that game to Montana State. The mighty Montana State... I don't know. What are they?
No idea.
No clue. Was the Montana State? Nice job, CU. You know, I ultimately root for CU, but CSU must be licking their chops for next week. Oh, my God.
Not without Bell.
Does it matter? Is it going to make that big of a difference?
We'll see. I think it's going to be a good game. I think it's going to be a lot closer than what people think because, you know, CU's going to come out pretty hungry after a huge upset like this.
Anyways, well, we'll see. They better. My six-year-old Kelly was devastated to find out Pluto was no longer a planet.
Who wasn't?
Me. I could care less. But I had a big fight with my wife whether or not to tell him. You know, my son is a bright kid, but he's not going to be tuning in CNN, if you know what I mean. But she, this is not a lie. This is actually what my wife said. She goes, I don't want him to hear about Pluto on the street. I'm like, where do you think the six-year-olds are gathering around the street corner? You know, sort of, hey, Timmy, did you hear about Pluto? What? No longer a planet.
3 o'clock meeting at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's right. Drop-in session at Chuck E. Cheese's. You know, he wasn't going to find out one way or the other, but she didn't want him to be devastated if he heard it on the street. So, I mean, I lost that argument. She told him. And you know what? It turned out to be a learning experience. I found that out. It was a positive thing, ultimately. He wrote a letter to the scientists protesting the fact. He said, "Dear scientists, I love Pluto. It's very cold. Please make it a planet again, Connor McKee." Hey! Something positive. It seemed to go with it. Now the crocodile hunter is dead. Yeah. Who's calling me?
You're talking about me.
Hey, whoever this is, hold on. I don't know who it is. But now the crocodile hunter has passed away. Seriously, I'm not joking here. Do I tell my kid the crocodile hunter got nabbed by a stingray?
No.
No, right?
Well, it depends, though. Is he a big croc hunter fan? Or?
No, not really. But, I mean, he's seen it. He knows the show. I mean, you know.
No, well, then if he's not a huge fan.
He was a bigger fan of Pluto. I'll give you that. He was a bigger fan of Pluto.
Oh, well, no. Then it's not even worth mentioning to him.
Huh?
I was devastated personally because I've been watching Steve Urban forever.
I was disappointed, too. I'm very upset, actually. In all seriousness, it's a terrible tragedy. But, of course, I'm selfish, so I just think how it affects me. I'm going to let this one slide on the cry. I'm going to let him hear about this on the street. I'm going to roll the bones. I'm going to take my chances.
What does your wife think on this? Did you guys have a discussion?
I don't know. Should I call her? Jeez, could I do that? Can I call from right here?
Yeah, but you got to
hurry. I got to do it really quick. Let's see. She won't pick up, though. I know this is scintillating radio for folks for you, but we we appreciate you hanging in for
us. It's first here in the studio.
Yeah. God, will she pick up the phone? Probably not. We'll give it one more ring. Of course not. Never depend on those women, Kelly. 18 years together, she can't pick up the stupid phone. All right, well, this is my little debate. I'll figure it out one way or the other, and we'll all get through it together. In terms of Jay Marvin, Jay will be back with John. The A-Team returns tomorrow while we sit on the sidelines and perhaps talk to you, I don't know, on Thanksgiving or some other holiday. But it's always great to join you. Thank you so much for supporting the station and listening. We couldn't do it without great listeners like you, and we really, really appreciate it. So for Kelly Parr, my intrepid producer who's got to scream at some offensive linemen a little bit later on, I'm Darren McKee. Thanks for listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ames Construction reminds parents that drugs and alcohol can alter the personalities of our children. It's important that as parents and as a community, we get our kids involved in positive adventures, from sports and music to hobbies and group activities. This is the path that teaches kids to set goals, challenge themselves, and most importantly,